systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Monday, May 4th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And I'm Danny.
Can you reach a little closer?
I'm Danny.
Thank you very much. We're sharing mics tonight because we have a special guest. First of all, thank you guys so much for waiting for the fucking hour and a half it took us to switch over to fucking thejamhole.com/backup because live video is a piece of fucking fuck and it can't handle all their cam whores plus us. And of course, they always go with
the cam horse.
The cam horse, yeah, well, yeah. Yes. Fuck us.
They're, you know,
because horse. They have boobs.
Right.
Which, if I was live video and I was like, let's see, these two pasty white fellas or boobs? Let's see. I'd probably go with boobs.
Yeah.
But then I would listen to the boobs and I'd be like, oh, wait, where'd those guys go? Because they were funny. Boobs, like, I can just watch boobs online anywhere.
Right. Like, any porn site, right. You got boobs.
These guys are actually kind of funny sometimes. So, yeah, thank you guys for checking out episode number 187. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit. We'll read it on the show. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. That's the live call-in number. Do me a favor and don't call in for a few because we have a little special thing tonight. First of all, we have a special guest, which is why me and Danny are doubling up on my mic here. This is, what's your name, sir?
Ryan.
Ryan, this is Ryan, our salt guy. Now,
you better explain.
Okay.
This is going to get confusing.
This is going to get a little confusing. This is our new salt guy, not Ryan that's been on the show before, salt guy, who is now our install guy. This is our actual salt guy now, and he is here because he kind of is going through the same thing I went through, if you guys remember back. Quite a while ago with our friend Rod, our stalker buddy.
Yeah. Except this dude's actually related to his situation and not just right. Pulled out of a phone.
Right, this guy didn't actually just go through his girl's or his ex-girl's phone and be like, oh, who's this guy?
Yeah.
And then decide to start leaving threatening messages. Like, he knows who this is and all that shit. But it is going to get one more step in the confusing line because his name also just happens to be Ryan.
So that's awesome.
So I got to work this morning and Ryan, the salt guy, who I guess for lack of a better name, we're going to call him Mick, okay? So, hey, Mick.
Just to save on the confusion.
Right.
But also to point out one thing, he knows who I am, like, in theory, but he has never seen me. He has never met me in person.
Like, you guys aren't bros or anything. You guys
no.
Don't kick it on a Sunday morning.
No, and okay. And we've never bumped into each other in public or anything.
Either. Okay, so
he has no idea what I look like or anything.
That's
prior,
helpful.
That
prior
is
to everything that is about to unfold.
Okay. So real quick, before we get into all that shit, I just got a couple things to mention, and then we have a couple voicemails to play that were left on Mick's phone here from this douchebag who we will call Ryan because that's his name, Ryan McKay, douchebag. So, if you guys were following thejamhole.com/Twitter over the weekend, you noticed I went mountain biking and falfing, and it was so fucking awesome, and I haven't ridden my mountain bike like all fucking summer. Like,
well,
our summer,
you mean,
here...
It's not really summer yet.
...is just now starting.
Yeah.
So, on Saturday, like, I had the whole day off, so I got up, and I was gonna go to Buns on the Lake and have breakfast, and Ryan...
Did you spend some more negative money there?
Yes. Ryan, I did, actually.
Wow.
I'm racking it up.
I bet. You're never gonna be able to pay... You're gonna have to close your account there and just never bank
I'm
there again.
I'm trying... Actually, the plan is to rack up as much discipline, as much negative money as I can, and then go bankrupt. And
wow.
Then die.
Wow.
Because you win. Like, I'm going to go for a world one last world record before I die and is going to be the most negative money ever accumulated in one bank account.
And then who's going to chase after your mom and your brother?
Well, hopefully I will have died. I will be the last one to die. So that's the plan.
How long are you going to go on doing this?
Because after all this we're about to fucking do on the show here tonight, it might be tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
we do
true.
Not know.
That's
so
true.
I go up there, and as I'm in the truck, my brother calls, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Going up to Buns to eat." And he's like, "Oh, cool, I'm going to come with." I'm like, "All right." So we all get up there and shit, and he's like, "Hey, you want to go mountain biking? We'll ride to Lawrence Park, and then we'll fall." And I'm like, "Fuck yeah, cool." So we fucking finish eating, and we come back to my place, grab my bike, put it in his truck, go back to his house, pump up the tires. That's where I took the picture of the mountain bike and shit. And we go, this is so awesome, as you go down to Lawrence Park, like, we're just riding around, just being fucking stupid. It's me and my brother's girl, and you come down the hill in Lawrence Park, and, like, we're waiting at the top, and Mark's like, "Dude, follow me, there's this awesome floater." And
what?
Yeah, like, you can just launch off of it on your fucking mountain bike. And wow. This hill, like, I have a speedometer on my bike because I like to just see how fast I go. And it keeps track of how many miles. Like, at the end of last summer, remember, I was like, I've ridden, like, 275 miles since I've gotten my bike.
Yeah.
In just, like, those few months and shit.
And that was cool to see.
Yeah, it's cool to keep track of all that shit. So he's like, "Yeah, there's this cool floater. You come down the hill and you cut into, you know, there's a golf course in the front, right?"
Right.
And you know the first tee is on that little grassy hill there?
Mm-hmm.
That's the floater. And I didn't realize, like, how fast you get going down that hill. And so I'm following Mark down in, you know, we're at the top. He's like, "Just follow me. And don't even pull up. Don't even jump. You will just float right over this thing, and you'll land, and it's a nice downhill landing, so you won't rack your tires or anything like that."
Nice.
So I'm like, "Fucking cool. It's been a while since I've jumped my bike. This is going to be awesome." So we fucking haul ass down there, and I look down at my speedometer. It's like 35, 37, and, like, I look back up, and Mark, like, tapped his brakes quite a bit. Like, quite a bit more than I did.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, he goes over it, and he floats right over it. And I kind of forgot, like, they said, "Don't jump. Like, just let it take you." And I see it, because you don't see it at the top.
No.
So I see it as I'm coming up to it. I'm
like,
"Oh
yeah,
I'm going to fucking fly off this
yeah.
thing." And I fucking get down there doing probably around 30 still. And I just fucking jump. And I cleared, like, the whole downhill part. And a good, like, 10 feet of the flat part, and landed in this big fucking flat area, and just, dude, like,
just
bottomed
slammed.
Out the front suspension, and, like, I scared the shit out of myself, dude. Like, I was in the air, and I looked down, and I'm like, "Whoa, there's the ground." And I'm like, "Okay, I should have landed by now. Okay, I should have landed by now." And then I, like, saw the ground, and I saw it kind of flatten out. And I'm like, "Oh, God, brace for impact." And I just hit, and I felt like I just tweaked my rim and everything. And it was so awesome, though. So this weekend, I'm going to try and get the video camera and, like, video us, like, just launching over this
and
fucking thing.
And then all of your bikes being just destroyed.
Just broken to fuck, my 155-pound body on this.
Yeah.
Like, I got, you know, good solid spokes and shit, but mountain bikes.
But when you're jumping, like, going 40 miles an hour.
It was so stupid.
That does some shit.
And, like, he didn't go near that far, but he braked a lot more than I did, and he didn't pull up. Like,
yeah.
I was just stupid. Like, I lost all coherence of what he
like, everything
said.
He said,
yeah.
You did not hear.
I did
basically.
The opposite of.
Other
just,
than there's a jump at the bottom
yeah,
of the
dude,
hill.
Yeah, dude, because you, like, you forget, and you just, you're like, "Oh, jump, I'm going to fucking just fly," and, like, it was so stupid. But I'm going to do it again, and hopefully not break my bike. But, so then we played golf and shit, and we went riding around, and Danny got off work, and we went to see the Wolverine movie, Origins,
yeah.
And what did you think of that?
I liked it. I liked
it. I liked
it
too. It was cool.
You could see where he came from and stuff, and you couldn't see before, you know, what he went through and stuff. And
why
you got to see why he was there and what he was doing and all that good stuff.
You
so.
See why he's such a fucking badass and how he came to be, because it starts out with, like, he doesn't
why
have...
Why he's a sarcastic prick in all the other
yeah,
movies.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Why he's always giving everyone the adamantium middle finger right. and shit like that. But yeah, like, at the beginning, he's just this sickly kid, and he finally, you know, comes to his own, and he has bones that come out instead of right. the blades, and it's not till later on that he gets the adamantium grafted to his bones and all that shit. I'm not going to ruin it or talk that much about it, but yeah, it was a cool movie.
Well,
I like...
Dude, if you read the comics, you would know that.
Well, but not I didn't read the comics. I saw the cartoons, and that was it.
But he still ruined the movie for me, nonetheless.
Oh, yeah, so... And then at the end, he dies. I'm just kidding. And also, you should probably stay till after the credits. That's all I'll say. So, we do that, and then, like, that day, I was supposed to... We were going to go to the movie, and I was going to come back home and call Ryan, not you, but the install guy, because he was telling me at work on Friday that he was having a problem with his computer and stuff, and mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, you're getting blue screens and it's running shitty, it's probably just the RAM, but
yeah,
I'll
so
come
is
over.
Yours.
Well, no, this is before I knew that. I'm like, I'll come over and help you fix it. No problem. He's like, oh, I'll get you stone and, you know, we can fix it. I'm like, cool. So I get home and I'm about to call him, and Danny looks over at me and she's like, what's wrong with the Vio? The pink Vio. I'm like, nothing. Why? What's wrong with it? And what was it doing to you, Danny?
I opened the web browser, SeaMonkey, and I opened Gmail, signed in, and went to email my aunt something, and I went to compose mail.
Porn.
And it just, not porn.
No, that was her little brother.
Your boobs?
That was my little brother.
Looking at gay
not
porn.
Not my boobs.
No, she was still on that kick. She's like, hey, auntie, look at my boobs. They're awesome.
No. God. I don't like my aunt
oh,
that
and
much.
In the movie theater, I must add, every time I looked over at her, she was doing that, looking
God.
At her boobs. I'm like, watch the movie.
No one cares
we
about your boobs
we
anymore.
Didn't pay $25 so you can look at your boobs. We could have did that at home for free.
One, I paid for it. Two, Wolverine's fucking gorgeous, so I watched it the entire time.
So you're
that's why
sure,
she was fondling
no,
herself.
She's like, he can fucking see you. Like, hey, Hugh Jackman, look at my boobs. They look hot. He can't see you, honey. It's a movie screen. Okay?
He is
I should
so talk. Hot.
He is so hot, and that's cool. But she is, like, doing that, like, oh, he's coming on screen. It's his scene again. Better make my boobs look good. And then, like, the whole time. You're
the whole
still
movie was
in
his
the
scene
dark
in my
theater.
Mind.
What?
Whoa.
In the dark theater. No.
I know.
It's
I know.
Dark in there.
But it's light where he's at. It's daytime.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, honey, that's nice. Go buy me another ice cream.
He's having flashes in his dreams of my boobs. He doesn't
that's,
even know
I'm
who
sure,
it is.
I'm sure that's exactly
he's
what
like,
he was dreaming.
Oh, God. This is the most perfect hits ever.
Oh,
the
man.
Most perfect bra.
I'm almost sad that her mom bought her that stuff, because everywhere we go now, she still does that. And
I know.
It's
like, you should
almost
take it away from
I
her.
I know. Like, you'll get this should. Back at the end of the day.
When you can handle this power.
Right, yeah.
I will
when
give
you,
it back to
when
you.
When you can handle boobs looking good like boobs should,
right.
then I will give them back to you. So, yeah, the computer messes up, and I'm over here trying to do the show notes. Because I forgot you went to go hang out with your brother.
Oh,
I just,
you were hanging out with your brother.
I know. I came home and Mark's like, I'm like, well, can I do these? And he's like, no, because I have a wedding to go to. I'm like, cool. So I emailed you.
Uh-huh.
Not, I should have texted you. And I didn't.
I didn't
just,
get it.
I sent you the email. I'm like, do the show notes. I'm going fall from them. I'm going to go see Wolverine Origins.
And then I get a text like 3 hours
later. I'm like, so
later.
Are the show notes done yet? You're like, what are you talking about? I'm hanging out with my brother. I have been since like 10 a.m. I'm like, all right, that
oh,
was today.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do the show notes that still haven't been posted from Friday.
I'm sure
this
everyone
is,
loves
this
that.
This is Saturday by like, what, 5:30 p.m.
Yeah,
by
that
the time
happens almost every Saturday.
No,
though.
Usually I go to Buns on the Lake in the morning and do the show notes. And
oh,
I
true,
had
true.
The pink Vio with me and I was starting to do them. But then Ryan, the old salt guy, Big Ryan, showed up, and then my brother showed up, and it's rude to sit there with headphones in, typing show notes when my brother and Ryan and, you know, we're doing it. So I'm like, okay, I'll do them and when I'm done. And then we ended up doing all that shit, and then I thought you would do it, and we didn't. So I'm trying to do that, and she's over here being like, this is broken. What the fuck? And I'm like, I can't do this and this at the same time. So I'm like, fine. It's probably something stupid because you're a girl and it's a computer. You're probably just fucking up shit. So I come over And shit is, like, just not responding left and right. And I'm like...
And it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't you unless it was your
fault.
But
you blamed me.
Well, yeah, because you were on it when it broke. Well, and when I was at... when I was at Buns on the Lake, everything was just fucking fine. And then she touches it, and she probably discharged some fucking static from her boobs.
You gotta ground you.
It's her boobs' fault. They're static. When they rub together, they're all static.
There must be some titanium wires in that fucking bra.
Just blame it on Hugh Jackman.
The what?
Just blame it all on Hugh Jackman.
It's Hugh Jackman's fault. Yep. You owe me a 2 gig stick around, buddy. So I'm like messing with it and like Sea Monkey not responds. I'm gonna close. I'm like, that's fine. You can close. AVG, our antivirus software, not responds. I'm gonna close. I'm like, still I'm not happy about, but that's fine. You can close. Explorer.exe, not responding. I'm going to close now. And that's the whole thing.
Right,
I'm like,
that's
oh, I'm going to reboot it. No big deal. It'll come back. It'll be fine. I can continue with my show notes. I fucking reboot it, and it turns off, and it comes on, blue screen. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
How many times did you Twitter the blue screen of death?
Well, every different one I fucking got. That's some with Windows. Can you just pick one blue screen, and could it maybe say what the problem is instead of giving me these cryptic messages?
Well, if you knew what the error code meant.
No, because I looked them up on the internet for the two fucking half a second it showed it to me. It's a good thing I can see like a fucking cat. And I was like, okay, that one typed it out. And then I looked at it, and it was like, there was all these different things it could have been. So I'm like, fine, I'll fucking do that. So I reboot it, and it comes, and it boots up. Another blue screen, but it's a different error message. So I'm like, okay, so I wrote that one down. And I'm like, start from, you know, last known settings, that would work. And that fucking another blue screen, totally different one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how many blue screens is there? Because I think I just saw them all. Like, I just beat the game, the blue screen game. I win. So then I'm like, okay, let's do safe mode. Fucking pauses on just a black screen. I'm like, well, at least it's not a blue screen, I guess, but I can't see anything now, so fuck me. So I fucking restart it again. And keep in mind, every time you restart it, it takes, like, you know, a good 3 to 4 minutes off of my life.
Right, you're just sitting there waiting, looking at it.
I will never get those minutes of my life back, ever. Right. Those are gone. And then, so it comes...
Well, what have you would have been doing so much better?
Show notes?
True.
Fucking.
Editing video? True. Fucking... Granted, we could have been fucking while that was happening. In hindsight, that could have been happening. So
could have fucked already today, but kind of since, blew that a little water.
Yeah, well, thanks. But since everything took so fucking long, long story short, I looked at all of the different blue screen messages. Memory management, IRQ not less or equal to, Hive not found or corrupt, all these. There was like 7 or 8 of them all together. You dropped your phone. And one thing they all had in common was bad RAM, which I never thought to check, which is what I told Ryan his problem was.
That's funny.
But because this thing's not even a year fucking old, it didn't even hit my mind that, oh, I should run a memory test.
Right, there's a hardware problem.
So I'm like, right, exactly. I thought it was something software, something she did. I still had in my mind, like, what did you do?
What did you You went to the wrong site or you installed something.
And you're afraid to tell me.
Yeah.
And that's what I kept thinking. So I ran, there's a built-in Vista has a memory diagnostic tool. So I ran that like 3 times. It kept freezing up every time.
So I'm
like, okay, thanks, Vista. There's got to be another memory tool. So I found MemTest 86, which is an awesome one. It's an ISO. You burn it to a CD. You put the CD in and boot it, and it boots right to the CD and runs the test before it even goes into Windows. So I did that, and it was showing the 2 slots. There's a 2 gig stick and a 1 gig stick full of fucking errors just popping up. And I'm like, that can't be right. So I take the back thing off, and I take out one of the sticks to try one at a time. Mm-hmm. And I have the one in, and it's like flipping the error numbers. Like, it's going so fast. I'm afraid the thing's going to burn
just
up
like,
and
just
shit.
Turn it off.
Like, when you play Asteroids and you flip the number back to 0, it was doing that, but with errors.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, maybe it's that one. So I took that one out and put the 1 gig stick back in. No errors.
Of course.
No errors at all. Of course it couldn't be the 1 gig stick that was broken.
Right.
It had to be the 2 gig stick.
It takes
which,
a whole gig to run Vista.
Yeah, exactly. So now we're running this thing and it's slow as fucking hell. And of course, that stick was made in Korea.
Of course.
Conspiracy? I don't know. Perhaps. The other one wasn't made in Korea, and it worked just fine.
Where was that one made?
China. So, yeah, now we're running at this awesome fucking Sony Vio with 1 gig of RAM, which is amazingly fucking slow.
How much? That's, like, less RAM than the desktop.
I know, and it's running XP, and it's, like, 4 years old, dude. This is such bullshit. So, thejamhole.com/donate is the moral of the story. We need a new 2 gig stick of RAM for this fucking piece of hunk Vio that was free in the first place, I guess.
But
it's supposed
to be a nice computer.
I know, Sony, what's up? Sony, do you run live video too? Because that's not working, and that's why we're streaming on fucking thejamhole.com/backup.
And neither does SeaMonkey on Ustream.
Right, on this laptop. It worked on the Vio, but not with 1 gig of RAM.
It ain't doing anything.
Vista's like, hey, are you going to eat that? Because if not, I'm going to eat that. And then it does.
And then it does anyway.
Right, even though I'm like, yeah, actually, I was going to use that for my web browser. Gone. Vista's like the fat kid of the fucking school, man. You're like, or of the prison. It's going around, it's like, give me your pudding. And the program's like, no, not my pudding. And Vista's like, fucking punch in the face, take your pudding. Anyway.
And then it's gone.
Yeah. Poof. And then Vista goes in the shower with you and waits for you to drop the soap, and then Vista fucks you in the asshole.
Oh, and then it kills your 2 gig stick of RAM.
And then Vista fucking shanks you in the neck when you're not looking. That's what it fucking does. I hate you, Vista. And we have never had a problem with Vista, ever, since we've been using it. And here it is. And it killed our RAM. Unbelievable. So, yeah, that happened. So I didn't get to fucking... I got to work this morning. I'm like, Ryan's like, what happened? You know, not this Ryan, but the Ryan I was going to help. And he's like, what happened? I'm like, memory problem. God damn it. And he's like, well, did it take you all day to fix? And I'm like, yeah, because I didn't fucking realize that I should have fixed that first. And he's like, well, that's what you told me to fix. I'm like, I know.
Of course.
I know. But your computer, my computer isn't 3 years old like yours is. And he's like,
yeah,
that's
brand
sucks,
new,
dude. So, I got one other thing I want to read here to you guys. This is kind of some, where'd it go? Well, never mind, I guess I don't. Or wait, here, I got it right here. Come on, internet. Come on, internet. Come on, internet. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, I had it, too. It's
what
gone.
Is it?
It was a thing from the MPP, the Marijuana Policy Project, about all this cool stuff that had happened. But... I don't see it now. It must be gone. So, hold on. Let me look in one more folder. Because it's really fucking cool that all of these bills got passed and shit. I'm really surprised that it's not in here. I just fucking had it. Really?
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, wait. 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 Waiting. Huh.
You're killing me.
I know. I totally, like, I had it sitting here so I could fucking read it, too. Oh, well. I don't know where the fuck it went. It's not in the spam folder, unless it's way down here, and in which case it's probably fucking gone. And it's not in the trash folder either. Well, fuck me. So, a bunch of bills passed.
A bunch of bills?
With respect to weed.
I'm glad you finally got that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Congratulations, guys, on passing weed bills.
Can't wait for that to get edited out.
I don't know which states they were even in. So, right. Ryan. Mick.
What?
How are you?
I'm all right.
What the fuck happened, buddy?
Tell
us the story. Start from the beginning. Let me help you out.
Please.
You're dating a chick. She's got a couple children. The children are not yours. They are another fellow's.
She has twin boys.
Right. That belong to another dude.
Yes.
And this dude isn't happy. Why?
Because he fucked up and she left him.
Okay, do you want to play the voicemails first, and then you can kind of explain to us what happened, or do you want to preface this by saying anything first?
The only thing that I want to say is that, he knows that prior to this, he knows that I exist. He does not know what I look like. We had never seen each other eye to eye. And so all of this is just
from what he assumes.
Yeah, in a nutshell. Lack of a better term, yeah.
Okay. So these are voicemails that were left on Mick's cell phone. When were these left? Just to give our listeners a little timeline here.
Just last Friday. What would that be, the 30th or
okay,
the
1st? Okay, so last week sometime?
Yeah, so and were, last Friday.
Were they both left in the same day?
They were both left within 15 minutes of each other.
Okay, yes. So we have two voicemails. Here is the first one.
Hey, dude, what's up? It's Ryan. I'm still at Johnny's from... Well, I got here at like 7. She didn't want to tell you that I was here, but... If I ever see you down here, if I ever drive by, I got friends right across the street. If I ever see you down here, I will kill you, dude. You want to bring it tonight? Bring it. Okay? Later.
Okay.
Hey, bitch.
Okay, so first voicemail...
Okay, hold on. I want to say something before you play the
Please.
Second one. In that voicemail, he tried to make it sound like he was there since 7. No, she told him to bring the boys over at 7.
Right, so
so he did, and then he left.
So he doesn't have custody. There's no child support. It's like it was an out-of-court type of thing, right? When you want to see your boys, let me know, and if it's cool with me, I will bring them to you.
Yeah, like, and it then, hasn't even gone to court. So.
Okay, is it going to, or is it going to stay just, you ask me when you want to see him type of thing?
I don't know, that's between them.
Okay, so you have no part in this. So, he wants to kill you.
Apparently,
the exact same thing that our friend Rod a long time ago, if you guys remember that, was saying. Like, if I see you around my Lolita,
right.
You come around my child, I fucking kill you.
Like, he has nothing to do with her
like,
anymore.
If
it's
you,
just he has to have some control still because
right.
He wants her.
And if you were so, like, if you were such a good parent, if you were such a good father, maybe you wouldn't have been such a fuck-up to make the situation to where she's dating another dude in the first place. Like, you would still be there with your baby mama and your little fucking babies, and you would be raising them. You wouldn't be such a piece of shit to where she has to leave you and probably get restraining orders eventually because you're unstable and psychotic and threatening to kill any other person with a dick that gets anywhere near your ex. Right? Am I right? You know what I'm talking about?
I agree with you 100%.
I hate people like that. They're always like, oh, you'll be mine forever, and any guy that comes anywhere near you, I'm going to fucking threaten. Cause,
you kind of fucked that up.
Yeah, like, you lost all those privileges when you were a piece of shit in the first place. And we'll get into that. This is the second voicemail.
Hey, bitch. this is Ryan. My Jenny. No.
Does he always, is he just like,
no.
hey, bitch, like, really?
Okay, I want to point out that he broke into her house and used her phone to leave me these voicemails.
Fierce?
Check this out.
These
voicemails were left to me in between, it was either 1:45 and 2 or 2:45 and 3. I think it was between 1:45 and 2.
Fierce Aiken says that dude sounds like a corn dick. Yes.
Yes, 7. Yes.
Yes, and Viola...
All sevens.
Viola Chick says he now sounds like a gay man. Like, and I like how he has to be like, hey, bitch, this is Ryan.
Right.
Like, really? I didn't know who the fuck this was, you fucking faggot.
Yeah, I didn't realize who would call me at this morning and leave me
right.
fucking messages.
Okay.
I didn't just show up here, dude. She called me and told me to come over there, and she picked the boys up from her mom's. Check the trash. That's PBR. I don't even fucking drink PBR. She wanted to drink beer with me.
I'm going to have to, real quick, I'm going to call bullshit on that. I think he sounds, show of hands, guys, does he sound like a cornbread motherfucker that drinks PBR?
I'm sure he drinks PBR.
I think
PBR.
He drinks some PBR. What a fucking douche. Like, this is the equivalent of the keyboard commando.
It is.
But via
The voicemail.
Voicemail line. Like, I can say whatever the fuck I want because when I'm on the voicemail, I can sound like I'm a big bad motherfucker, even though I'm just a little pussy. Like, you can say anything you want. If you were a man, you would knock on the fucking door of the dude's house and be like, listen, I don't like it that you're around my children. And then you'd be like, yeah, well, you should have thought of that before you cheated on her.
Up, yeah.
And you were a fucking douche. And maybe, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda, right?
Right.
That's neither here nor there.
If you were good enough to be their father, you'd still be around.
Exactly. So, I fucking hate people like that.
But, dude, I ever see you next to my kids, 5 feet away, I'll fucking kill you. Got that? Got it?
Okay, hey.
What a good example this guy is for his kids.
Do you got that? 5 feet away, so you can be 6 feet away? You can be 10. I don't want to see you 5 feet away. I have a tape measure. And I will fucking kill you. I cure you.
That's hilarious, though, because...
Who watches the kids sometimes when she's at work?
Me. Well, not
do you watch them?
Not when she's at work, but on nights when she wants to go out with her friends, I'll come over and watch the kids.
Instead of paying for a babysitter, you will watch them.
Right.
Right, like a good boyfriend would.
Yeah.
Do you watch them from a 5 foot or more radius?
No.
So you don't get killed.
You might want to
start. No, I sit there and play with them. And
do you know
I mean,
that if...
In a proper
No,
manner.
Well, right. I was thinking that, perv. But now, do you know that if you are seen by this fucking weirdo within 5 feet of them, he will kill you? Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay.
And
are you afraid?
No.
Okay.
And there's something I want to point out once
Please?
This is done.
Okay.
Well,
once it's all done.
I just want to say that I think it's funny that he's the one trying to be like the good guy about I can protect my kids.
I know.
And now I'm going to shoot this guy right in front of him.
The one that the kids actually probably like.
Right.
Do the kids like, do they like this guy at all? Or do they, like, let's say he calls up and he's like, I'd like to see my kids. And the mom is like, kids, do you want to go see your dad? Are they usually pretty excited to or not?
I'm not around, so I don't know this.
Okay.
From a witness standpoint, but from what she tells me, they don't really, they don't understand when she's like, yeah, you're going to go see your father.
They're like, but Ryan's right here. What's going on?
Well, they call me daddy.
Really? Does he know that?
Yeah.
And how does that make him feel?
He must
and
hate
I that. And honestly, I think that's what is the precursor to all this.
Do you think like one of them maybe slipped up when they were hanging out with him and was like, "I want to go back to see my daddy," and he's like, "Wait a minute, what daddy?"
Yeah.
And they're like, "Well, Daddy Ryan, you know."
Like,
he's like, "Fuck, I'm Daddy Ryan."
No, not you. the other Daddy Ryan.
Right.
What?
The nice one.
And then she breaks into her house, goes through the phone and finds another Ryan's phone number and then is like, "Oh, I'll fix this problem by sending threatening messages."
Yeah.
Because as we all know, that's the adult way, the fatherly way to handle a situation.
That's how a mature adult
takes
care of things.
Make threats until
break
they go
into
away.
Their ex-girlfriend's houses.
Right, driving by.
Stalking.
Stalking.
We could call it that. You know.
We've called it that in the past. All right, let's get through this because we do want to call him before it gets too late here.
You better fucking have it. Me, all my boys will take you down.
Ooh.
All his boys? He can't do it himself?
Ooh.
Just so you know.
FYI.
I didn't tell you about myself. I didn't just show up. I saw your text message, little bitch.
I'll send you a text message.
I saw your text message, you little bitch. I got a crew of people with a bunch of cell phones, and we'll send you a bunch of text messages, you little bitch. Yeah. We'll send you MySpace messages, son. You want to take it there? We'll take it to Facebook, biatch. I'll fucking pull a fucking Facebook wall drive-by, son. I don't give a fuck. I'll kill you virtually. I'll take it to The Sims, son. I'll take it to Second Life.
Fucking A.
I'll have my Second Life character meet your Second Life character by the fake fucking school flagpole.
Yeah.
We'll fake fucking fight, bitch.
But you have to bring all of your friends.
Right, bring all your fake fuck Second Life friends, you fucking bag. What a... Oh, really?
Just finish it. Just
okay,
finish
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. I. Oh,
just
God.
Finish it.
I can't wait to talk to this guy. It's going to be so great.
So fuck you. Bring it. Bring it. I'll be at the VFW. I'll fucking take you down, you little fucking homo faggot.
Okay.
Okay, right. Okay.
Hold on, hold on. He accuses you of being a homo faggot. Have you ever sucked cock? Ryan.
No.
Oh, are you sure?
I am positive.
What would you say if I told you that I may or may not have an immigrating? What's that word?
Incriminating?
An incriminating, thank you, picture of you sucking said dick.
I'd say you're really good at Photoshop.
Okay. What? That's so awesome. Like, you helped impregnate a woman and she has two kids that are half of you, and you're going around leaving messages on a phone calling people homo faggots. Like, bring it, bitch. Bring it. Bring it. That's what every badass right. fucking douche
That's
loves
how
to
they
say.
All act.
Bring it. You're okay. done. Bring it. Ugh. I'll bring all my boys. Bring it. We'll all bring it. And we'll fucking we'll look at what we brought. And we'll be like, oh, we should have brought more. Like, really? Right. Yes, Ryan.
All right. Man. Well, the one thing that I wanted to point out is that.
I hate that.
Okay, with these two messages saved on my phone as evidence of him threatening me.
Mm-hmm. Are you threatening me?
Okay, so.
Are you threatening me? I'm going to hold you.
I kill you.
I kill you. That's so great. Like, he. You have children that you're supposedly doing this to protect, and you're doing it by threatening someone else's life. Like, is that what we're trying to teach our kids?
And he's doing it while I'm in their home with their mother.
I know. Like, he's going to go in there one day. You're going to be, like, holding one of the kids, feeding the other, and he's just going to roll in like the fucking transporter, fucking guns blazing, and start laying fools to waste. Oops, stray bullet. One son's dead. Oops, stray bullet. The other son's dead. Meanwhile, you're still okay. Like, is that going to really solve anything?
Okay, that was a little graphic, but
well,
I see where you're
that's
going.
That's what I picture. Like, he's like, bring it, I'll bring all my boys, and he's gonna fucking come and, like, kill you. That's what he's saying. I will kill you.
Well, he did, actually.
But, I know!
I know, and what I'm trying to point out is that with this evidence, so on Sunday, he came over, barged in. Jenny and I are sitting there watching TV. He barged into her home.
At her house.
At her house. He's never lived there. She left him, moved into this place.
Like, how does he know?
I helped her move in. Exactly.
Stalker?
How does he know?
Hmm.
Anyway, in his message, he said he has a friend that lives across the street. Jenny has met both of her neighbors across the street.
And they don't know him.
No.
So, that neighbor across the street, and aka you in your parked car across the street, that doesn't count as a residence douche.
Right. But, you know, when he barged in with these threatening messages, from what I understand of the law, I would have had every right to kill him.
Well, I will let you borrow my gun. Done and done.
I'm not saying...
Can I stay the night there and hope that he does that and I'll kill him? Because I've been really wanting to do that.
Well, if you're like, that gung-ho...
Not saying... Wait a minute.
Whoa.
Like,
and
I've
keep your hands off my girl.
I'm just saying, between the bio, right?
Right.
Between everything else happening, like... That would be, I would feel a lot
better. I
think
the bio is least of your worries.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, that would, I would feel so good after that. I'd be like, oh, fucking bloodshed. One less douche on the earth. God, I feel better. Hey, society, you're welcome. All right, let's finish up this voicemail, and then we'll give him a call.
Come here, my boys. Within 5 feet, you're done. I don't care if I have to take a fucking axe to your head. Oh. I'll fucking put a gun in your head and fucking pull the fucking trigger. You think I'm scared of you?
Wow.
Or any of your boys? No. Try it. You're done. You're done. Okay, little faggot. Get that ring off your fucking thumb, you homo.
It's not on my thumb. It's on my index finger.
Oh, my God. You're done. I called that shit. You're fucking done. And bring it. You're done. You're done.
He wasn't even at the place when he said he was going to be at the place.
Were you there?
Yes, I was there. He wasn't even at the motherfucking place.
I'm waiting for you.
He even called me at Jenny's and said, I'll be there in 3 minutes.
And he never
come
showed
outside.
Up.
And I went outside, smoked a cigarette, stood there, looked around. No cars. No one.
Viola Chick no says, coming. This guy is progressively sounding gayer. I fully have to agree. Like, are you a juggalo? I will bring an axe. Like, who uses an axe?
I don't know. No carries one.
No prolific killer has ever used an axe since Jack Nicholson in The fucking Shining. Like, really, dude.
Like a gay version of Terminator, she
like,
says.
Are you a lumberjack? Are you fucking Paul fucking Bunyan and your big donkey? Like, what are you doing? I'll kill you. I'll have my boys kill you. But not today, because all my boys are busy with their boys.
They're at work.
Right. They're at work at fucking Teletech. You're a fucking douche. Oh. So what does he do for a living? Tell us a little story about him.
He's...
Or here, can I just read off of this?
Yeah, sure.
I got a little paper. He's from Massachusetts, and we'll give you guys the phone number here, so when you're listening live or on the podcast version, you can feel free to give him a call and say hi and voice your opinions on this matter. So he met and knocked up your now girlfriend in Florida after Hurricane Katrina, and then he moved here with her so she could be close to her mom. Because he knew he was going to be a piece of shit and not help Razor, so he's
I didn't write that. That last part you improv.
Well, but. Right, but I'm just insinuating that's probably about what happened. He's a drunk that drinks his utilities and rent, so he got his power and shit turned off because he's an alcoholic.
Yeah, like you can't even.
And he can't pay his rent.
Yeah, and you can't even flush the toilet.
Nice.
If you want a glass of water, you're fucked.
That's so. How can you raise children or even have children in your house? Excuse my face. When you're like that.
Thank you.
If
my
you're,
point.
What happens if your kids have to go potty or want a drink of water? Like, or want
well, he's just fortunate enough that his kids are still in diapers.
But if you look
further down the list, he doesn't change the diapers. He always sends the kids back home dirty.
On. Buddy Brandon's wife, Tabitha, cheated with Ryan. That's you. And
no.
Then friend Tandy got chlamydia from Ryan. You. Did you get that cleared up? Are you okay? Did that go away?
No, that's according to him. That's the shit that he tells her.
Okay, so you've never had sex with his friend's wife?
No.
Okay, he's telling your girlfriend this to be like, look,
right, he's trying to get leverage on you by making up
right.
lies.
Yeah, does that sound like?
He also told her that I'm a registered sex offender.
Really?
Wow.
Which deep down inside makes me want to go break into his house and rape him just to prove his point.
We could do that. We could definitely do that.
But I almost want to get chlamydia first.
Of course, let me.
It makes me want to get chlamydia first, just so I can give it to him, just to make what he's saying about me at least somewhat fucking true.
I'll lend you some herpes, bro. I got your back.
We got some chlamydia on the wall over
there. Oh, yeah, we do. Okay.
Who's chlamydia? Did that happen to me, by
the
way?
There's some chlamydia right there.
Quit pointing at the cat.
Yeah, hey. You could borrow that from Ryan, the other Ryan.
Right. I was just going to say, who's chlamydia?
Like,
is that?
Do you still have those Q-tips? Because I need to borrow them. You disgusting fuck.
I'll even buy them off you.
Stop having sex with mingers. Like, for real. So his friend Tom, who old enough to be his dad, that keeps hitting on Jenny. So he's got a friend Tom, not the same Tom from MySpace, right?
No. Oh.
Who's old enough to be his dad, hits on his ex when she's around. Is that true?
Yeah.
He gets his ass kicked a lot. Is that true?
This is all hearsay, but
probably.
But coming from my girlfriend's mouth, so I take it as true.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Out of work since November and gets unemployment, but has given the Jenny not even $30 in child support. Is that true?
Yes.
And how old are the children now?
They turned 2 past December.
Fantastic. Deadbeat dad of the year. Of the 2 years. Says he can't watch the kids because he's drunk, hungover, or is hanging with his friends. So, you're worried about this dude being within 5 feet of your kids when you can't even watch your own kids because you're either A, too drunk, B, recovering from being too drunk, or C, hanging with your friends, getting drunk.
But you know what it is? It has
really?
Nothing to do with the kids. It's just his reasons to try and want to get back with her. Like, he obviously doesn't care about the kids
all. So, is that what he wants? Does he want to be back together with her? Do you think?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's her that he misses. I think it's the idea of her. I think it's the idea that he can just, you know,
freeload off
someone.
He can just. True. I think, from what I've heard,
I don't think it's her. I think it's just the
I think it's her paycheck.
I think it's the. Like I said, it's the idol that she has in his life.
It's the stable home that he could just sit in. He'll be like, oh, honey, I'll stay home with the kids while you go out and work. Meanwhile, he's at home getting drunk, watching the kids. Barely. That's fucking awesome. When he does have the kids, Jenny has to leave everything with him. Car seats, sippy cups, toys, clothes, diapers. He doesn't buy anything for them. That's awesome. So he has, like, nothing for them in his house. The house is probably not kid-proof. Like, when you have kids, you have to put the covers over the outlets. You have to do kids are stupid. Yeah, cabinets. Well, they're not stupid. They just don't know anything.
Right.
You have to teach them that kind of shit. You have to lock the cabinets and make sure they're
you
not
can't have
getting
anything
into,
sharp just laying around.
You have to have more than just beer in your fucking fridge.
Right.
That doesn't even work.
You gotta have
because
electricity
you
and
have
water.
No electricity. You fucking
so
winner.
So it's warm beer.
I think his idea of Tinker Toys is a $1,000 pack of Q-tips.
That's fantastic. Nigger Lover 12-1 says, wow, he sucks. Wait, was
what?
That something else?
I don't know.
Do you know he's cheating on you with a guy? Probably. I don't even know what he's talking about. Doesn't feed the kids or change the diapers, and the kids have never come home clean. So whenever they do go stay with him, they come home just dirty and disgusting, like no one was taking care of them.
Yeah, and Jenny only allows him to stay there for 3 or 4 hours max. And so
well, yeah, because then they're by that time they're going to be hungry and thirsty, and
if
yeah,
they're still
not
even
alive,
yeah,
and they're going to need their diapers changed.
Yeah, because there's one time I went over and picked him up with her, and that was the first time he and I saw each other, and this was after the phone message thing.
Right,
I was just like, "Fuck that! I want to see this motherfucker."
So what's he look like? He white guy, just normal looking white dude.
Oh, he's a white guy that thinks he's black, so kind of like you, man.
Ozzy's a G. No, I am a G. Let's get this straight right now.
but he's about 6'6", and he weighs...
And he carries around an axe.
Yeah, yeah, wow. and his axe and his boots weigh more than he does.
That's so fucking awesome. Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do, first of all, we're going to call him a couple times. I'm sure he'll call back, and that'll be great. We're going to have our resident female here give him a call, pretending to be somebody that he had sex with, seeing how he's a raging alcoholic.
He's not going to remember.
He's not going to remember this.
Right.
She has just gotten, or today, earlier today, she's just gotten a phone call. She works two jobs because she's kind of a ghetto bitch. You're kind of a trashy slut, right?
Sorry,
you don't need that.
No,
you're kind of a trashy slut,
right? You're a hood rat.
So you had sex with this guy, and you had herpes. No, what should we say? Chlamydia. What's a good disease that she could have?
Pregnancy.
Pregnancy.
Herpes.
You're pregnant. You're pregnant. Do you want to do that? Oh
disease.
Yes, do that.
Because
please.
Well, you can still kill a pregnancy. You can
so
kill
you
a
call
disease.
Him up, and now you want money for the abortion. Okay, you got your role. What's your name going to be?
I don't know.
In the past, he's dated girls with names such as?
Bambi.
Bambi. Is that his current girlfriend?
Does he have a current girlfriend?
Does her name end in .jpg? That's
well,
awesome.
I know that he's been with a Tandy, a Bambi,
computer?
And a Tabitha.
So... Would he know Tabitha's voice? Like, if she called and was like, hi, my name's Tabitha.
No.
Hey, this is Tabitha.
He'd know all three girls' names, so I think it should just be something random.
Just random and totally fuck with him. Just be like, oh, just be like, hey, remember me? You gave me your number at the bar the other night? And then just see where it goes. Can you do that?
Or just be like, you know, you were hammered and took me home.
All right, trade me spots.
Okay. I'm so excited. Get off my beer.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
I'm gonna turn off everyone else's.
He's got ink on his right arm.
Okay, I'm gonna turn off everyone else's mic so we can giggle and snicker.
Very little color.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready.
You can do this.
Get out of my ear.
And go.
Okay.
Hello, the subscriber you have called is not
this
available.
Is bullshit!
Please leave a message.
Tell him to call you back.
Hi, Ryan, this is Jennifer. I met you down at the Rainbow Bar like a couple months ago, and I've got something pretty important I need to talk to you about. Can you please call me back at this number at 460-460-4... Oh, wait, sorry, wrong number. I have it written down wrong.
4-0-6-2-0-4-4-6-8 You're a fucking faggot, douche, fuck, die, ma!
Oh my god,
ruined. You failed!
She ruined it!
You don't
it.
Know the fucking phone number? No, how do you not know?
Oh. Oh my god.
Let's call him again. God damn it. You don't know the live calling number?
Well,
406-204-4687?
I know it's 204 got P. Here,
maybe he'll call back. Maybe he'll call back.
And then we'll have already ruined it.
I know!
So. Super fail. Oh. I see super fail. Losers.
Oh.
How do you fuck up?
She was nervous.
That's
drink
what
more.
Happens.
How do you fuck up something that's been prepped for like 4 hours?
I know! We only say the live call-in number
look...
like every day.
Well,
she
I
needs some more liquid courage.
No, what? I always look in the window because it's always right there.
Oh, well, yeah, it's not in this one, so sorry. Well, fuck. That
Danny
sucks.
Is hot. Is she single?
She might be after this fucking fail. I'm just kidding. Well, fuck. Do we want to call him back one more time?
He's damn it, Donna.
Do you think he's sleeping?
I don't
just
know.
Call him back and be like, oh, I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
I'm well, kind of high. Drunk.
I'm
high
write also. The, I'm going to write the number down for you right here.
Please.
Well,
write
Matt,
it on her hand.
Matt, does and, the it, does the number show up as blocked? Or
no, it should show up as 204-4687.
All right.
But just be like, I'm sorry. That was my brother. He knows I'm what happened, and he's not happy about it. Stuff like that, okay?
Roared over there.
I'm sorry about it.
You guys can talk while doing this. Feel free. Oh, and if you guys want to call him, the number is 406-885-0400. His name's Ryan McKay. Feel free to say whatever.
Say whatever you want.
Please do.
He needs to know that that is not acceptable behavior for an adult to act towards another adult. We'll just keep calling him all fucking night. I don't give a fuck.
We can just do this for another
okay,
hour.
Okay, Digger Lover thought that I was your sister.
Brother? I thought that was your brother?
Yeah. That's
she's not my brother, dude. She's a chick, usually, until she farts.
You know, he thought that you were my brother.
Okay, ready?
You get it? Oh, fuck, I gotta do it again. Okay, right, did you write down the number?
It's right there. Okay?
Yeah, I got it.
Can we just erase that last voicemail off his phone?
Hello, the subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave
so
a message.
Gay. Hi, Ryan. This is Jennifer again. Please call me back at 204-4687. I need to talk to you about something pretty important. Call me back. Bye.
That's not gonna work after no. You're like, you fucking douche, blah, blah, blah.
You were supposed to explain that, oh, by the way, that was my brother and he's being a douche.
Yeah, that didn't help.
Well, I don't think it was Matt yelling behind Danny that ruined it. I think it was Danny fucking up the
being
phone
like,
number.
What's
that
you?
Really
hey, guys,
that's six?
Hey, guys,
is
what's the number?
Is that a six?
What's the number?
Where's know. The fucking cue cards?
Yeah.
Cue cards, cue cards.
God.
Wait, isn't that your job?
Awful show prep, fuck. Oh, fuck.
That was terrible. Well, so much for that being a whole bunch
I know, I was really excited to talk to him.
So was I, too.
That sucks.
If you call him on your cell phone, will he answer?
I don't know, let's try. Let's hook the mic up to the speaker. Can we do that, or would that be too much of a pain
it's
in the dick?
The speakerphone?
Yeah.
Just put it up.
Well,
just put it up, just right here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe we should do that afterwards and just record it if it does work. We'll have to do it earlier, though, because I don't think he's going to answer. I think it's probably too late. He's probably already in bed.
Hey, Nigger Lover wants to call
no,
us.
No, he's more than likely still out drinking. He's just at the
do
barn and hear his phone ringing.
Is that it?
True.
So he's going to get all these messages?
Right.
All right, let me call him once.
Are you going to correct her mistake then?
Hello, the subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message.
Listen here, Ryan McKay, you little punk motherfucker. If I ever see your fucking phone number on my girlfriend's fucking phone again, I'll fucking kill you with an axe. You fucking faggot. You're done. You're fucking done. You want to bring it? All my boys are going to bring it, you fucking douche. We all shoot up steroids and then we'll all bring it. Rah! Rah! Fucking done.
Anyone else want to have a live edit? You want to leave a message?
Oh my god.
Yeah, 406-204-4687. That's actually our live call-in number. So, if you're calling that, his number, one more time for everyone in the chat, is 406-885-0400. His name is Ryan McKay, huge fucking douche.
Obviously.
Obviously.
You heard the voicemails.
All right. Well, should we just continue on?
We should probably continue.
I kind of want to kill the live call-in system now because I don't want to have to keep looking over to see it because it'll auto answer.
It'll be awesome if he calls.
I know. Well, should I set it to me answering it then?
Well, then so you'll miss phone calls.
Well, I don't want to keep like having to look at it.
Can it ring?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It can ring, and then I can hit the button on it.
Right.
Yeah?
Just make it ring.
All right, hold on.
Beautiful.
Thanks. I know the guy that didn't have the cue card said something I didn't hear.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't have a microphone.
Or cue cards.
Or cue cards, either. You should have brought... You forget your cue cards at home?
You remember the shirt, you forgot the cards.
Yeah, he's got the jam hole shirt on, but no cue cards. It's where are our notes? You almost got that, bro?
I'm turning the ringer on! You guys could be talking, not staring at me like fucking retards. Jesus. God.
I got nothing to say
obviously.
Right now.
There.
Beautiful.
That good?
That's
no.
Beautiful.
Fucking Christ.
Well, it don't matter, it's a
okay.
Ring.
And it's set to me answer.
Cool.
Now. Where the fuck? Do you kind of, like, really? Don't stare at me like a fucking...
Why the fuck are you yelling at me? I'm a guest.
I'm not
I've never
at
been
you.
Here before.
I'm looking at this motherfucker, co-host for over 180-something episodes.
Because we got nothing to talk
you
about.
You could have been
right
like,
now.
Here's a little something while Matt's redoing the fucking phone line.
Yeah, but I don't want to do news and
well, you could have just...
news.
And Ryan, don't feel bad for him yelling at you just for being a guest, because I live with him, and he yells at me all the time.
All the time, and you know what?
Well, you're a woman, and you deserve it.
Thank you, Ryan, and if you wouldn't fuck up so much, I wouldn't have to yell so much.
God, you really need someone to yell at you every time you fuck up. You would have
I
someone
don't fuck up ever.
You would have someone
you
yelling at you all
when's
day.
When's the last time I fucked up?
Point.
Bring it. Bring it, bitches.
Point.
Bring it. Ding! Round one! Go.
Danny,
Bring
you're
it.
Done.
What?
You're done, faggot. You're
what?
Done.
You're done!
You're fucking done.
Okay,
you're done,
what,
bitch.
What about the in the middle of that song?
Doesn't matter. That was you opening a fucking door. Oh! What, bitch? Bring it! What else you got, son? Bring it! You're done! Bring it! I'll kill you with an axe! Don't break the bell.
I'm gonna hit you.
I'll put a gun to your head and pull the bullet. I mean, trigger.
Oh, scoot over.
Right.
Pull the bullet.
Because that's what he said in the voicemail. He said,
did.
I'll pull the bullet. Trigger.
He stuttered. He stuttered. Spit it out, retard.
Listen to it again. He says, and I'll pull the bullet. Trigger.
All right, well, while we're waiting for this douche to fucking call back, which I doubt he fucking will.
Probably not.
Did I tell you what else happened today?
What else happened?
Today, I went downtown to pay on my speeding ticket. I got a speeding ticket today. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Last one. I'm fired.
That's it.
I was just going to say, isn't that about it for you?
Yep. No more tickets, buddy.
Oh, is this him? Do it.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, hi, who is this?
Fucking Romulus from Browning.
Where, who?
Fucking Mrs. Romulus, I hear you're calling my friend fucking Ryan up over the phone and shit. Fucking all kinds of smack to him.
Hey, I can't understand
that's the
you.
Worst Indian accent I've ever heard. Go back to
John,
the res.
John,
you
you're done.
Nigger fuck.
John, you're done.
You suck. Come on. What's going on, John?
You're done.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome,
you,
dude.
Dude, you almost had her going, though, for a sec. If I wouldn't have started laughing, oh, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's like, oh, what? Oh my god, we have Indians after us now. You never said he was Indian.
We're gonna get scalped.
What's up, man? What are you doing?
Seven. I called it right from when I heard it. I was like, oh, this John.
That's all right, man. I'll let you guys go back to the show. Sorry.
Awesome, man. Hey, take it easy, buddy.
It was awesome.
Oh man,
he's calling from Browning.
That's so awesome. Oh shit, I should have probably not said his number.
You totally just said his number.
Whatever that number I just said, he's cool. Like, don't call him and cause a bunch of shit.
Right.
The other one, 406-885-0400, call him and start lots of shit.
Right.
But the other number, whatever it was I said, not so
I already forget.
Okay. So, right, today I went downtown to pay my speeding ticket. After standing in line and arguing with a rude woman behind the desk, I get back to my car only to find an expired meter and a parking ticket. Jesus. I got a ticket while paying my ticket.
Well, at least you ain't far away.
You'd think, though, you didn't learn your lesson the first time.
Maybe he didn't see it. He didn't see the parking meter.
I know, they had camel. I can
or know
hear,
what it was.
Hold on. I can hear you pee.
Shh, shh.
Oh, fuck. Like, yeah, dude, they're tricky with that shit. Yeah. They make them, like, camouflage. They make them look like the building they're sitting next to.
Either that or it's just, it was, you know, it's by however long, 30 minutes? You put in your money for 30 minutes or whatever? But, you know, he was there for, like, an hour and a half waiting in line. So he got a ticket because the second it was over
they
a minute,
do that
they
too.
Ticket him.
You walk in there. And, you know, you put your money in the meter, and then they're like, please take a number. And that number corresponds to how much time is left on the thing. So right when your meter expires, they're like, oh, now serving your number. So you're like, oh, fuck, if I go pay the meter, I have to wait in line another hour and a half.
And then pay the meter again.
Or if I go just up and say, fuck the meter, then I'm going to, you know, roll the dice. Am I going to get that ticket or not? Like, you get fucked either way.
Yeah.
And then once you get to the courthouse to pay the fine for the parking ticket, you got to pay for another fucking parking fee.
Right. It
and
never
then
ends.
And so you go in and you pay your parking ticket and you come out and you get another fucking parking ticket.
Although we are very lucky here, like compared to L.A. and New York, like we don't have that many places where it's metered and shit. Like, I don't have to pay to park at work. Like, right. A lot of people do. They have to pay, like, $12 a day or $6 a day, you know, just to park at their job
you drive
that they're
the work,
at to make money for.
You drive the work truck to work.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if I drove my car to work.
If we lived in a real city.
Well, right. And you didn't take the subway and shit like that. Right.
Well, I don't have to pay to park to go to work either.
That's because you live right next to our work. Fuck you. Today I found out my grandmother passed away. When I told my boyfriend, I began to cry. Instead of caring, he said, honey.
Yes?
You're getting my bed wet. Rolled over and fell asleep. Oh, that's
terrible.
I would have been like, that is the perfect time, honey. Come here. I took some of the tears.
Right.
Set them on my cock. Took a few more tears. Set them on my cock. And been like, all right. Are you ready? You know, honey, what will help you take your mind off of this? And she'll be like,
I have AIDS.
Like, me fucking you. Oh.
And then she tells him how she just got AIDS.
Also. And that's what she's really upset about.
Right. And now he also has it.
Right. I was actually happy that my grandmother died. She left me like $200,000.
Right.
But I have AIDS now. Yeah. Right.
Shouldn't have done that.
Oh, since that just got brought up, Ryan did try to throw back at my girlfriend that he had AIDS and so therefore we have AIDS. And it's just like, okay, it's one thing to start a rumor that's not true about other people, but then to start a rumor about yourself that's not true for it to get spread around.
But really, to think about it, like, that is such childish, like, I'm all about pulling childish pranks, like,
yeah, you're the king of that, you're the king.
Obviously, but, like, to do it seriously, like, if Danny broke up with me, and I was like, oh, I have AIDS, therefore you have AIDS, therefore we might as well be together, because you don't want to go around spreading that to other people,
right.
Like, that's
fucked up and childish. I do it jokingly. That is like when he does that, he is serious, and somehow in his fucked up, twisted mind, he thinks she's gonna be like, oh, I do love you, please, let's start a brand new, let's start over again,
it's
you know?
It's just stupid, ignorant, childish bullshit.
It's a delusion. It's a total delusion, and people like that, it's exactly like the last dude we dealt with that was like that. They're all the fucking same. They have too much testosterone. They don't think things through. They just act.
Right.
And they think what they're doing is going to give them the result that they want. In reality, it's nothing could be further from what they're actually doing.
That's
because
anyone that's like that is the same kind of person. There's only one kind of person that'll act like that.
That wannabe alpha male, when in reality, in a group of dudes, they're really not the alpha male. They're the fucking follower. And when
they're
it comes down... What?
They're the pup.
Yeah, exactly. They're the pup. And when it comes down to it, they are very far below any kind of nominal standard of thought or intelligence or anything like that. They're very uncreative. They're very
obvious,
just
as we heard.
Dim-witted. Yeah, they're just the most retarded.
Just threatening to hurt you and then you seem like you're gay.
Exactly. Yeah. You're gay and I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Fag.
If I ever see you around my kids again, I'll kill you. Fag. And you're gay. Did I mention you're gay?
I think you're queer.
Wait, really?
Did I mention your kids call me daddy?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Did I forget
that? Don't forget. Yeah, hey, I mention that one more time?
Yeah. Your kids call me daddy. Not.
And you know why that is? Because this guy is more of a father to those kids than you will ever be. Going around making fucking threats. Grow the fuck up, you faggot douche. Can I call you that? You faggot fucking douche.
You can call him
douche.
Whatever the fuck you want.
You're done. You faggot douche. Like, that's the only way to play with these people. You can't have any kind of intelligent conversation with them at first. Like, with Rod, at least, he seemed like, you know, maybe that shit has happened before.
Right.
So he was getting kind of sick of it. And once we calmed him down, he did
he
a
opened
little
up
bit.
To us.
He seemed rational. He
right.
opened up.
Once
he
thought
just
about
worried.
The situation.
Right. And I can understand that. If I had kids, I wouldn't want some other dude bringing drugs around my kids, you know? But you can't go about it that way. Just sneak a cell phone and grab just any random last called number in there and then start making threats.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who's on the other end of that line. They could have a bunch of listeners. They could be a lot crazier than you. They could have a lot less to lose than you. And you say one wrong thing and all of a sudden now you're the one that's actually done. Like, you don't know who people are, dude.
And they could just be like, I just want to watch you bleed.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. And they could have 10 acres to fucking do it in, and no one would ever hear you scream or find your body, and from the sound of it, miss you at all. Nobody would miss you, dude. So be careful who you fuck with, that's all. And I hope you listen to this. I'll find his house, and I'll slip him a little card under his door that says, we talked about you, thejamhole.com. 406-204-4687.
Well, I think he's going to call back and then get the voicemail and be like, oh, fuck.
Is he smart enough, though, to be like, oh, I wonder what the jam hole is, and then look it up?
No,
he's
going to respond. He's
going to see the latest episode, and it's going to be named, excuse my face, not that, but it's going to be named Ryan McKay, you're done. And
no,
then he's going to be like, oh, what's this? And then it's going to say, click here to play. He's going to click it and be like, the fuck is that?
No, I think he's going to respond to the voicemail and be like...
And he's going to leave us voicemails, and then we're going to play him on the show,
yeah.
And then we're going to call him again. And
but
never going to end until he actually does something physical, and then we set him down, and that's all.
Right. We put him to sleep.
We put him to sleep. Go to sleep, bitch.
I'll do that part myself.
You,
I'm just saying that he's going to get his voicemail, call, and hear the...
I will
break
honestly,
all your shit right now.
Honestly, dude.
I got a full beer.
I got half a can of Rockstar. But honestly, people like this, it's all words. Like I, like you say, he's 6 foot six, but I bet he's just a big of a pussy. Like, he's probably
Matt,
all talky.
Matt, didn't you just say you're 155?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm 165.
Let's kill him.
Okay, well.
With an axe. I got an
axe. Well, Jenny said that.
Let's go chicken hunting.
My girlfriend said that. He's maybe 15 pounds more than me.
Really? So he's just a little twig of a dude.
Yeah.
He's just
and
a little guy.
I mean, I'm not. I mean,
I bet we
a little history on myself. I've I'm kind of due for a fight. I'm kind of infamous for getting in fights.
I'm an alcoholic. I drink every night. I come to work hungover every morning, and I'm due for a fight. Let's do this. Fuck yeah, dude.
Did you leave anything out, Matt?
I will drive you there. I will be your designated driver, dude. I got you. Let's do this.
That's awesome.
I'm ready. Let's go fight. I would like to see Danny kick his ass just for the pure amazement of watching her beat this guy's ass.
I could probably do it.
No.
I would do it.
Go get the nuts, Danny. Oh my god, that would be so
she'll come back with
awesome.
Them in her mouth.
That would have to go on thejamhole.com/YouTube. Oh, so speaking of, you guys might or might not, but if you were wondering, you're like, hey, Matt said he would have the rest of those videos edited.
Right.
All those videos were on the Vio that was broken for most of the weekend.
Right, so you didn't
get
to it.
Right, and then by the time I did get the Vio fixed, it has 1 gig of RAM, which is... I had no more patience to try and edit video with 1 gig of RAM.
So you're going to be editing on the tablet.
Right. I will either copy...
So basically the bullshit's getting deep. And
fuck you.
Pick up your feet. He's just stagulating. He's got better shit to do than entertain you fucks.
Exactly. No. It really did break. And that really was. Like, to figure out that it was the RAM, it literally took me like 4 hours to do. Like, that was literally the last thing I thought of fixing. It was awful. Today, I found a box of birthday candles sitting on the coffee table. Bored, I lit one, and after a minute, I threw it away and sat back down on the couch. Uh-oh. I started looking... That's not good. I started looking at the box and noticed that it said, Magic Relighting Candles, at the exact moment my trash can burst into flames.
Oh, wow.
That's
that
so awesome.
Who'd have thought that would ever happen?
I know.
Who the hell keeps around magic relighting
just
candles?
Just like hanging out, like next to the whoopee cushion and the disappearing ink and the fucking shoe phone. Like, really?
God damn it.
And your movie ticket and your pocket change. I mean,
I know. Like, just kind of hanging out there. The condom with the hole poked in it, just in case. You know.
Just in case.
The afterbirth pill. Or
no,
the morning,
no, no,
the,
that's
the
called the Trapper Girl.
The what?
It's called the Trapper Girl.
Trapper Girl?
No. When you finally get, like, the hottest girl you've ever seen, you just poke a hole in the condom, fuck her, and then she gets pregnant.
Get her pregnant,
girl.
And she turns into...
She's trapped. It's called Trapper Girl.
The not hottest girl.
Well, see, that doesn't work with me, though. I'm very sorry to inform you. So.
She'd be like, hey, I just crapped out something bloody and messy. You might want to plunge the toilet.
Yeah, but you're not like most people.
Right.
So we're not talking about
you. Well, Matt specializes in sewer removal, so he was all
that's
in there.
Right.
He was fucking elbows
Where's
deep
the
in there.
Plunger?
Well, you just got lucky, so...
You got lucky that our hotel room had a Mexican with a plunger in it.
Right.
No, that wasn't me.
I'm saying you got lucky that I agree with abortion and cannot get pregnant.
Well, I'd say you got lucky that you also agree on that.
Because
that's a big flight of stairs out there, buddy. That's all I'm saying. Today I decided to modify my resume, since I handed out over 30 of them in the past couple of weeks.
Like when
your file stops uploading and it's like, would you like to resume or overwrite? And you're like, no, I clicked resume. Oh, fuck. And then it starts all over. I hate that.
I'm rewriting my resume.
My resume. Because you resume.
I'm actually overwriting
your job hunt.
Right. I'm overwriting my job hunt.
Right. Because I, the economist.
Because I clicked the wrong button.
Right. And I got this awesome job. I've handed out over 30 of them in the past couple of weeks, of course, and I haven't gotten any calls back, of course, because no business that says now hiring is really now hiring.
Nope. He's learning that, too.
Oh, how fun is that? Just shake your head. Yes, that's lots of fun? No, that's not. Sad, defeated, no.
Not at
that
all.
That was a nod of shame.
That was. You know, you can actually pull a chair over in the middle of those two and talk more towards Braden's mic if you have anything to say. Today, or wait, we got to finish with the resume. Resume,
right.
Please. I haven't gotten any calls
back. Oh, I just overwrote my resume.
Fuck. As soon as I opened it on Word document, I noticed that I had forgotten to include my phone number for employers to come. Really?
Wow. Hey, no wonder you don't have a job.
Here's a little piece of advice. You don't need a resume to get a job at McDonald's. They actually have,
you
they
do.
Have,
you also have to have a high school diploma.
You don't. You don't have to have anything.
No, you do now because they do not accept you. If you have a GED, you do not get hired at McDonald's. You have to have a diploma.
Only because the economy is shitty and they can be picky because they know everyone needs a job.
And yet you notice whenever you go to places
there's
like
still
Wendy's,
retards working
they're
there.
Retarded.
And you still can't get
It's like, I have a high school diploma, but I can't get the fact you only want ketchup on this burger.
That blows my mind. It's like, are we talking super symmetry, string theory physics, or what?
Well, are we talking about putting a piece of meat on two patties and some ketchup on it?
Because I know all about putting my meat in some buns. I just don't understand that you want ketchup only. You have to have the lettuce! Fuck! I wasn't trained on this.
They didn't teach me how to make a burger with ketchup on it.
I don't know where that button is on the thing I pushed to ring you up and take your money.
Yeah,
it's not on here. Oh, today I sent everyone a text on my phone book saying, Happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. I forgot to uncheck my ex-girlfriend's number. She texted back, one of the many reasons I broke up with you. Fuck my life. Okay. Okay, geeks. Listen up.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. I saw it spammed all over Twitter today.
Thank you.
Me and Brayden had a nice long talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I replied, happy fucking May 4th, whatever.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
And tomorrow I'm going to reply, may the 5th be with you. And the day after,
May the 6th be with you.
God. Only the internet.
So stupid.
I know.
And
you know why that's a holiday?
Because
it's
nerds
Cinco de Mayo.
Because nerds are geeks.
It's the only reason.
What does
Star
Wars
Independence
have
Day.
To be with being Mexican, douche?
No, Cinco de Mayo.
Mexicans. They all have the swine flu. You're not having a party anyways. Like, come on.
Mexicans always party.
They're all in their fucking quarantine thing, drinking their fucking Jose Cuervo, like, passing around, and they're like, well, we all got it. I mean,
who cares now?
But seriously, if you look in your text messages, look in your sent items, if you sent out something that said Happy Star Wars Day, just go fucking kill yourself right now.
And the only reason that's a holiday, supposedly, I'm not even calling it a real holiday,
because I got today off.
Because it's May
Didn't
4th,
you?
So may the 4th be with you.
It's not even a holiday.
It's just a play on words. That's the only reason.
I didn't know that.
That's the only reason.
Well, I apologize. Really? That is very clever geek.
It's not Good clever. Job. It's stupid.
Well, see, now I feel like the idiot because I'm like Cinco de Mayo.
Thank you.
May 5th. Mexican Independence.
Oh, my God. No, Star Wars, dude. I'm telling you.
We're talking about Star Wars.
May 5th.
Fuck you, Brayden.
High 509.
He made everyone in the room feel like we're like two.
We are.
Besides 5509, what do you have any idea what tomorrow is?
It's not your birthday. It's not my birthday. No, I don't.
My 2-year anniversary of being hired at that fuck slave place.
Oh, well, congratulations. And you still haven't worked a full 8 hours since.
No.
Yay. That's so clever. Who do you think was the first one? Like, if you trace the
biggest
tweets
Star Wars
and the retweets
in the world.
If you trace the tweets and the retweets and the fucking updates and all that shit, who do you think very first started that go at?
It was me.
You're a fucking retard. Wow. Sit down.
See, he just gave in to peer pressure. Matt's like talking to the mic. He's like, no. Braden's like, come here, look. No, talk.
No,
I'm like, come here, I'm talking to the mic. He's like, no.
And then he
just finally gave in. He's like, me. And we're like, dude, just sit down.
We got a couple jokes. We got a couple jokes in the fucking chat room here real quick.
Really?
Niggerlover 12-1 says, what do you call a Mexican baptism?
What?
Bean dip. Okay, one more. What? Niggerlover 12-1 says, why doesn't the border have electric wires?
Why?
Why?
Because Mexicans will steal the electricity to power their house.
Hey, why does a Mexican eat tamales for Christmas?
Why?
So they have something to unwrap.
Oh!
What are the first 3 words in every Mexican cookbook?
What are you reading? I don't know.
Steal chicken.
That's funny.
It's more jokes by the same dude. just from a while ago.
Why do Mexican women cook with no panties?
Why?
Helps keep the flies out of the food.
That's okay, that's
wait,
enough.
Hold on, one more. Jesus Christ. Well,
I didn't read that off shit. That's just out of my own head.
1/4 of me is really fucking offended right now. It's fine.
Why can't Mexicans play Uno?
Why?
Because they always steal the green card.
Ah! Yay!
Holy shit.
Oh, wait, he's about to type another one.
Oh, bring it. Why don't Mexicans barbecue?
Because the beans keep falling through the grill.
Oh, you can't barbecue beans. Okay.
Why do Mexicans refry beans?
No, moving on. Wait, why?
Because they can't do it right the first time.
Jesus Today I was helping my friend wash dishes. As I went to grab some tongs to try them, I impale my forearm on a knife, that sticking blade up. My friend wanted to finish the dishes before taking me to the hospital.
What the fuck? Really?
It's just a flesh wound. He's got knife, like, impaled.
Okay.
Yeah, just fucking...
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. I spent 13 years working in a kitchen. That's disgusting.
And they're, like, impaled and shit.
Yeah, all the way through.
I mean, I've filleted my own palm open, gone to the hospital, got stitched up, come back, and then finished the shift.
Yeah.
That's different.
A buddy of mine at work, in my kitchen, he cut his finger completely off.
Like off.
Like off. Like O-F-F. Felon.
Like the fuck off.
Like the fuck off.
Like this, dude.
Like off.
Like it's just not fucking there. It's just, it's done.
Not saying
it's
I sharpened.
It's fucking done, faggot. It's done.
Not saying I sharpened the knives that morning or anything, but he cut his finger off.
With a spoon.
We were in the middle of a lunch rush during the summertime, and we were doing, like, a $2,000 hour, and it was pretty crazy. And we still shipped his ass off to the hospital, like, boom, just like that, cleaned up everything, restarted everything.
Well, this wasn't...
That's awesome, because I know if I cut my hand off at work, I better go to the first aid kit and wrap that fucker, because nothing's going to happen.
That's
all I got, is the bandages and the first aid kit.
Either
and you're lucky
Matt.
If there's bandages left in the first aid kit.
You're damn motherfucking Skippy.
So just don't cut your fucking finger
Because most of the time, you're running to the fucking janitor's office looking for the fucking duct tape.
Yeah. I know.
And just wrapping that shit up with fucking paper towels.
They use super glue over there, actually.
Yeah.
Super glue works. We've used it.
Well, I'm from the Midwest. Super glue hasn't gotten there
But
yet.
I think this guy was talking about, like, his home kitchen.
His home.
Right.
This guy, it was great, though. He cut his finger off. He looked at me like, oh, my God, did I seriously just do that?
Like, you wiggle it and it's not moving. You're like, oh,
he really
fuck.
He did that. He looked at me like, oh, fuck. All right,
a few more here. Today, I stepped out of my car and slipped on a fresh coating of ice on the ground. Where is there still ice left?
Iceland.
Greenland.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Iceland's hot, you dumb fuck.
They're backwards, remember?
I know.
Ireland.
That was a joke.
That was the joke.
Whoa. Danny!
Jesus!
No, that wasn't me this time.
How come she always gets the credit? That one was mine.
That was yours.
Fuck everyone.
I tried to catch myself by grabbing the car on my way down, but unfortunately, I was trying to grab with the hand that was holding my car keys. I keyed my own car. Like, all the way down the street. That sucked, dude.
Oh, God.
Today I asked my mom if she thought I was straight.
What?
Excuse me. What do we say? Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to?
Well, obviously he wants the answer.
She looked at me and said, well, that's really up to you, honey. But your father and I would still love you. I was asking if she thought I had actually parked the car straight.
Am I straight?
Wow. Am I straight? Well, honey, we don't think so, but whatever you like.
But, you
the
know.
Car! Oh, silly. Oh,
ouch.
That's awesome. Today
hang yourself now.
What?
Hang yourself.
Just hang yourself now.
You're done. Today I was talking to my boss about her children. She told me she didn't want them to develop any problems by letting them sleep with the light on. Hey. I slept with the light on. The fuck?
You're a bitch.
My girlfriend's still afraid of the dark. My girlfriend's still afraid of the dark.
There were creatures under my bed, actually.
Actually, yeah.
That
was a creature in your bed.
I didn't tell. You. Yeah, you. You. There's a troll in my bed that farts all the time. I didn't tell her. Shush. I didn't tell her last night I slept with the light on because I'm scared of ghosts. Fuck my life. I'm 34. All right. You ready to do some news here? What's the time, please, sir?
An hour and 25 minutes.
All right, let's. Will you quit trying to tickle me?
I'm okay. Not trying to tickle you.
I read first last time. You read first, please. Or did I?
Yeah,
I
you
even,
did.
I still don't have a rhythm corner. I'm going to elbow you in the face. I'm and they're all going to see that.
Sound effect.
All right. What do you got for us? Episode 187. What this, a, hold on, real quick. What a pussy.
I know.
If I got messages like that, I would definitely call back.
Oh,
and
you
just
would
be
have
like,
to.
Okay, which one of my douche friends is fucking with me?
Yeah, who is
maybe, because this number isn't a number here in Kalispell. It's like, I forget where 204 is in
but
Montana.
It's, but it's still 406.
But it's not, well, is it? No, because if we call Missoula from here on a landline or whatever, it's long distance. Maybe
but
he
it's
didn't
still
answer.
406.
Doesn't matter, still long distance, different carriers.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't answer because the cell phone got shut off.
He's not that smart.
No? Okay. What you got for us, please?
This one is called Girl Allegedly Finds Blank in Happy Meal.
Blank?
Blank.
Penis.
Almost.
Condom. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Second try. Victory lap. Oh.
Jesus.
Victory lap at
Swiss
1 in
police.
The morning. Neighbors love it.
I'm sure. At least one
wait
of them
the
moved
leg.
Out.
Wait for the leg.
Oh, wait. Here I come. Ah! Yay! I'm back. Okay.
Swiss police said they are investigating a 7-year-old girl's discovery of a condom on her McDonald's Happy Meal.
They're investigating it like
yeah.
She planted it there?
I don't know. Like, allegedly, she found it in her Happy
Meal.
Well,
my question is it... In the wrapper? Is it out of the
is
wrapper?
It used?
Is it used?
I'm
is
thinking
it,
I don't know. Little
I mean, 7. I mean, is it like, was it used as a water bomb and it's a little knot at the end of it?
Hit
I mean,
her
what
in
the
head.
Fuck?
Did someone poke a hole in the end of the condom?
Is mommy just trying to get a paycheck? Or?
Yeah. No, I was thinking like the 7-year-old did it. Like, she's right. Like, I've seen this on TV. I know how to make money. I know times is rough. I'm sick of shitting in the same fucking diaper, man.
I bet she stole it out of her slut of a sister's bedroom and
probably
threw it in her own
probably.
Fucking hand.
I'm 7,
hamburger.
But I still dump in diapers. It's fine. My parents...
Doesn't
my parents,
say anything about diapers.
My
the fuck are you
were,
getting off on diapers,
they
Matt?
Were too poor to fucking potty train me.
Fribourg so. State Police said the mother called them after the girl discovered the condom among her French fries. Police said Monday they're investigating where the condom came from and how it got into the Happy Meal. They said an analysis was being done to determine if the condom possessed health risk.
Like semen or,
right. Or
the AIDS.
Right, the AIDS virus.
The pig,
or latex.
The pig AIDS.
And McDonald's has declined to comment.
Of course.
This.
Really? Like, yep. If you're McDonald, what do you then, say to that? No.
Ronald McDonald left you a little happy right. Treat in your meal.
No, she did not find that.
And that's it for that story.
That's... No one can hear you. You have to talk into that. Well, get
well, then,
in there.
Then keep it to yourself.
Peanut gallery, hush.
Talk to yourself. I do that all the time. All crazy. Right. This one is called Florida Man Kills Wife, comma, two kids, comma.
Then self.
Buddy Christ, bobblehead,
right.
And
self.
Himself. He absolutely. Got it. From our most fucked up state, Florida, take a victory lap. No, don't.
We had enough of those.
Do you think, now this one was sent in to us by 26, I believe, yes it was, do you think this is more, before I read, why do you believe this is the economy again? I can't support my family. I'm used to always supporting my family. So the next logical thing
is to kill them all and myself?
Exactly.
That is logical.
That is. Like, if you can't
I'm
think
still
about
lost.
It logically.
If you
I'm
can't,
still lost.
What?
I don't understand that reason.
If you have a family.
I understand. I'm just being...
Naive?
No, I'm just being the opposite of... What you
right.
Mean,
understanding?
For the sake of being the devil's advocate.
We need to have conflict.
A man shot and killed his wife exactly. And two of their children and then killed himself in Central Florida on Sunday night. Troy Ryan Beller, 34, used a high-power rifle with a scope... to shoot his...
Troy, Ryan, Beller.
I know.
Great, so when am I going to shoot something up?
Pretty
soon. All these
soon.
Fucking crazy Ryans keep pugging Jesus.
I know, what wow. the fuck? But now, really, like, are you that bad of a shot that you're in the same house and you need the scope?
Yeah.
Like, I'm... I mean, think about it.
It's just
like,
a blurry mess. If
you're the wife... And you're like, Ryan, your fucking husband's in there on the couch.
No, it was for...
Sit there, hey, like,
it was for a dramatic effect.
Really, like, yeah. Following you.
Watching you.
It's like, I'm leading
you. So what,
you.
Is she, like, tied down or something, and he's, like, fucking with her? Or is he just
know.
That fucking Mr. Magoo, and he just can't fucking see? And he's like,
yeah, maybe.
Hold on.
No, I'm
and she's just like, you can't see shit. Get out of the way, I'm missing chairs.
I'm nearsighted. Fucking. That's awesome. You gotta lead them. The kids, they're smaller, so they would be harder to...
Right. Right. You got and they're a little quicker. You got to get them first.
Let's see. Shot her 31-year-old wife, Wendy, when she tried to leave their home, the Polk County Sheriff's Office said. Two of the couple's children, 5-month-old Zach and 7-year-old Ryan. Weird coincidence.
Stupid fat herbits.
Also were killed, but a 13-year-old got away with the father chasing and firing at him. See?
Wow.
You should have went with a semi-auto handgun.
Right. That way you don't have to aim.
Or the shotgun in close quarter combat. What do you learn from playing video games? I bet the 13-year-old knew. He's like, oh, he's got a rifle. He's going to shoot once, have to cock it again. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out going for the handgun.
He's played enough Counter-Strike.
I know. He's like, fucking in the crouch prone position,
yeah.
Like totally evading fire.
That's brought an AK, not a sniper rifle.
I know, a 7-year-old's laying down suppressive fire with the fucking
flashbang grenade.
The SMG tossing out flashbangs.
He's got the door poster of Shaquille O'Neal as a decoy and shit.
That's so awesome. Shaquille, oh, wait a minute.
Pwned.
That's so great.
He's got pwned.
Pwned, Dad. Boom, headshot.
You're done.
Quote, it is beyond my understanding why a man would shoot and kill his 5-month-old baby boy, his 7-year-old baby boy, try to kill his 13-year-old son, and then miss, shoot his wife, and then turn the gun on himself. There is no explanation for that. I know, like, you missed the biggest one.
Yeah.
Like, you hit the 7-month-old, no problem. You hit the fucking 7-year-old, no problem. But you missed the 13-year-old. I don't understand that either.
Quicker.
Sheriff.
Like a rabbit.
Grady Judd. I don't get it either. Is that it, you think? You'd think the 7-year-old would be quicker.
You'd think so. I don't know. He's probably too shocked and scared to react,
is what it is. The 13-year-old's been on the internet for a few years.
He's already seen people get shot.
He's
like, shoots them every day.
You just shot mom? I just read about that the other day. No big deal.
I shoot people every day on the computer.
Right. This is GTA.
I walk through a metal detector to go to school.
I know. He had a flashback of some Call of Duty 4, and he's like, instantly the instinct just kicked in, and he's like, oh, fuck. Done. The shootings happened in Lakeland, Florida, just east of Tampa. When the shooting began, the couple's son, Nathan, ran out of the house and down the street with his dad chasing him through the garage and firing several shots. See, he knew. Instinct. He heard gunshots. He's like, I'm out. I don't care what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
There should not be gunshots in my house.
No.
I'm out. I'm the fuck out.
I don't give a fuck who's left here. I'm gone.
That's right. Nope. Everyone for himself at this point. I hear gunshots. It's every man for himself. I don't give a fuck. Nathan was unhurt and will be placed with family members. Investigators do not know what led to the shooting, but believe it was preceded by, quote, some kind of domestic disturbance. Like,
really?
The economy?
Yeah.
Is that domestic disturbance?
Well, it is on his family.
Quote, a disturbance in the force.
Yeah.
The fourth. Come on. Beller was arrested twice in Polk. Come on. Beller. Sorry. Beller was arrested twice in Polk County for aggravated assault in 94 and for driving under the influence in 99. His wife was... Is that weird? Like, that's around the same year their 7-year-old, like, would have been conceived back in 99.
Yep.
And then he got arrested under the influence, knocked her up, like, earlier. And then, yeah. Cool. His wife was arrested in March for battery domestic violence. So they both sound... It doesn't sound like what I was thinking at first, like the nice... corporate dad
does not sound like a happy family.
No, it sounds like a trailer trash family is what I'm saying. So
it
I was totally wrong at first, but
so economy has been bad for them always.
So when the 13-year-old took off, he actually grabbed his gat on the way out from under his pillow and was like, evidence and I'm out.
Yeah, it's right. Just a ghetto.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And like I didn't even think to look at the picture of him here. I guess don't judge a book by its cover unless that book is in the trailer court. Then it's usually okay to
do. Right, then you got a good
idea.
But
yeah, this just sounds like another domestic dispute. The economy, good or not, they were trailer trash either way. So, and that's it for that story. So, what do you got next?
This one is called Man Tried to Kill His Grandmother.
Really?
Yeah.
Patience Why? Is a virtue. Like, just wait it out, bud.
Yeah.
Her it's, time will come.
I don't know. How old is she, though? I mean...
Was well, his name Adam?
Did you Why? Just try to kill your grandmother?
Well, A.D. Ada is the name. It's almost. It's one letter away.
Hmm.
It's one short.
It's just missing the M.
Yeah, an Ada man was arrested Monday after he allegedly beat his grandmother severely.
Severely.
Christian said Daniel Lewis Welchel, 20, was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after he reportedly beat his grandmother and left her for dead.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
She's a liar.
Why would you do that to your grandma?
I
she's
know.
An old. She'll just go dust. Poof.
Poof.
Yeah.
Dust
and yeah. I'm pretty sure she's going to fucking know who's in her house. I'm pretty sure she's going to be like, oh, Ada, is that you? Oh, no, bitch.
No, it's not me. David says they
I'm
don't,
the paper boy.
David says they don't move as fast.
That's
like,
true.
I know.
They're way too easy.
I mean, I mean, even growing up, I knew, like, the sounds of the house and, like, who it was.
Right.
Like yeah. The big thump, thump, thump. Yep. Okay, that's dad taking a shit.
Yep.
And, like, the little pitter-patter. Okay, that's my sister.
That's mom fucking and, dad.
You know, and you hear the claw marks across the wood floor. Okay, that's the dog.
Right, right.
And then you hear the fox stumble down the stairs. Okay, that's my brother coming home drunk. Okay.
Yeah, you know, every family has their own particular sound.
Right, you know the noises.
And
but
so
what
this,
I'm saying is she was old enough to where she probably had Alzheimer's or something.
Or she couldn't hear in
or
the first
she
place.
Was deaf, in Came, which case, yeah. What Fearsagan says, life alert, cops would have been there stat.
Yeah.
I've fallen. Have you fallen? No, my grandson's trying to kill me. Get the fuck over here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Daniel Welchel reportedly asked his grandmother, Mona Elaine Welchel, 59, to take him to the store Sunday around 11 p.m.
She said, no, bitch, you're fucking 40-something. Time for you to get your own fucking house and car and money and probably a job. I'm sick of you.
Christian said Daniel insisted his grandmother take him to some property their family previously owned.
Ooh.
Upon arriving, he told her that he was tired of waiting for her to die.
Oh!
And that he was going to take matters into his own hands.
Oh!
He asked her if she wanted her neck broken or did she just want to be beaten to death.
How about a gun? Like,
well,
if
he doesn't
I'm...
have a gun.
Go How... get one! I'll buy one if it's my
no,
choice.
See, he's killing her to get the money. He's got no money right
well, that's
now.
That's what I'm saying.
When he kills her, he'll get the gun.
I will buy one for you to kill me with. I don't want to get beaten to death.
Yeah,
I'm old for
yeah,
one.
But, yeah, but at the same time, why don't you just leave some food out for a while and kill her without her knowing?
Right.
Poison her. So
yeah. This
yeah.
Is bad
I mean,
food.
He's
I mean,
sick of waiting.
I mean,
around.
at least don't leave a fucking. Alibi. I mean,
he's
not,
like,
not alibi, but don't leave a fucking premeditated plan.
Yeah. It is a bit upfront.
Well, yeah, I mean, but still, to be like beaten or your neck broken, either way, it's probably going to take a minute because I'm not very good at either or.
Because
like,
I'm hungry.
Okay, here's,
I have no money.
Here's $50. Go buy a deuce and a box of fucking bullets, and then I'll wait here and come back. Which, by that time, I would have had 911 pulled up on my fucking jitterbug phone.
Yeah.
Fucking speed dial 1, the only two buttons on the fucking thing.
Well, actually, on those phones, there's a button that says 911.
No, it doesn't even say that. It's got a little icon of a police car.
Oh, really?
Wow. That's so great.
That's beautiful.
All right.
And see, I think with that, the funniest thing would be like, as if the old person was like, well, I don't need a police car. I need an ambulance.
Yeah, because he's going to beat
what,
my ass.
What button do I push? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I mean, my house is on fire. I don't need a police car or an ambulance.
I need a fire truck.
There's no fire truck button.
What do I do?
I need a fucking bodyguard. What the fuck?
Yeah. I hope you fuckers brought chocolate and marshmallows.
Shit's about to get on and popping.
Christian said Mona declined both offers, and that's when Daniel allegedly attacked her.
She's like, he's like,
I don't want to die either, though.
Beaten or neck broken. She's like, no.
No.
Well, no, you have to pick one. No. Computer says no.
It's a would you
rather. That's not how this works! Pick one.
If you have to choose, which one do you choose?
No.
No. I choose no. Fuck you, old lady. Die.
That's so awesome.
At that point, he attempted to break her neck, I believe twice, and then finally just started beating on her and kicking her in the head.
Jesus, dude. Do you think that's like his full-blooded grandma? Because I find it hard to believe a human
being. Well, it just says a man. Oh, I guess it is his grandma. I thought it was just a man tries to kill a grandmother.
I was thinking, like, maybe it was grandma-in-law type of thing.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
I find it hard. Well, I guess. I don't know. People do
it's
some
rough.
Pretty
it's This is because of the economy
but
right
there's
here.
Tough. But there's only so much torque you can put on a neck until you break it.
Yeah.
And so, I
and
mean,
especially
if he
in old
really,
ladies.
If he really wanted to honestly kill her, he would have done it.
Right.
Her neck.
It's an old
I mean,
lady.
It's like a suicide attempt.
Yeah. Fear sick.
You know, it's like seeking out for attention. Like, yeah, I'm going to eat a whole bunch of Advil and then use a Lady Bic and slip my wrists.
A call for a yeah. cry for help.
Yeah.
Fear Sagan says, is there a colostomy bag button? Help, because I just dumped my fucking drawers. And then he also says, Mick is drunk. Tell him to shut up. Are you drunk?
No.
No. He's got a tolerance. You know that.
Yeah,
all
that's only like his
10th
or 11th one. Jesus.
I know.
Give him a break.
Awesome. So is that a fast story? Or
yeah.
Is
my
more?
Sixth.
Is,
go fuck yourself.
Daniel reportedly left his grandmother lying by a pond and fled the scene in a car. Mona reportedly crawled between 100 and 150 yards to a family member's house. Christian said she crawled for several hours before searching the house. She was taken to Carl Albert Hospital with various injuries. Her injuries are not life-threatening, according to Christian.
So you beat the fuck out of this old lady and she still didn't die.
Yeah.
How about next step, kill yourself, because you fail.
I mean, yeah, her injuries aren't even life-threatening.
No.
And you beat, it sounds
and
she's
like 59.
It sounds like he stomped a fucking mud hole in her ass.
He did
like,
not.
Does he have
know,
Down syndrome or something?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then he would have retard strength.
He talks a lot more shit than he can throw.
Yeah, he's like, you're
like
done. She's like,
yeah,
you
kinda.
Still hit like a bitch. Come on. And then she knocked his ass the fuck out.
Right, and then he took off.
And then he ran away like a little pussy with his dick between his legs.
Yep.
Dragging his ass on the ground like he's got worms.
So is that for that story?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to read one more. You got one more, and then we'll get the fuck out?
Sure.
Sound good? All right, this one is called Some Satisfied. Some.
Not all.
Others Outraged with Verdict for Immigrant's Death. Friends and relatives of two teens accused of in the beating death of a Mexican immigrant struggled to contain their relief as not guilty verdicts were announced on the most serious charges against the former high school football stars on Friday. Like, hey, we're just trying to kill the flu. He was a carrier. Trying to put him down before it spreads to the rest of us.
Yeah, if anything, you're helping.
I know. Hey, I mean, you're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks is in order,
I
believe.
Mean, fuck, ungrateful fuckers. Gas filled the courtroom, and some had to be restrained by sheriff's deputies as they tried to rush the defense table after Derek Donchek, 19, and Brandon Pikarski, 17, were acquitted of aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, and ethnic intimidation for the death of Luis Ramirez.
They used the color of their skin to intimidate the poor white folk.
They're like, hey, we're white, you're Mexican? He's like, sorry. You're trying to steal my locker essay? No. Pikarski was also found not guilty of third-degree murder for the death of Ramirez, who died of blunt force injuries after an encounter with the teens last summer. However, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The kicker, the all-white jury, all-white meat.
Wow.
The all-white meat in six healthy
no
herbs
dark
and
meat.
Spices. Of six men and six women from where the fuck do you live? Schuylkill County? Jury? I don't know. Found Pikarski and Donchek guilty of simple assault. So, these football jocks beat this Mexican to death.
Wow.
And they were found guilty of simple assault.
Simple.
Just because Mexicans are simple. Right. Simple people. They like their burritos. They like their fucking...
They like everything tacos. Simple. Yeah, they like everything simple.
Fucked up. You killed a person. Not just because he's a Mexican, he's a person.
Probably because of swine flu, though. Or Mexican flu. He's like, hey, I'm going to help get rid of some of this Mexican flu.
Last summer, though?
Or at least trying to help with immigration.
But the actual attack was done last summer. Oh, so you can't even use that excuse.
Well, he's trying to help with immigration, then.
Oh, okay. And that makes it okay. the case drew national attention to the small town of Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, highlighting race relations and polarizing the community on who was to blame for the incident. I'd probably blame the Mexican kid's parents for moving there. Like, really?
They didn't move there, really. You picked this
place in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
They just jumped the fence and they're just like, fuck it, we're going to keep going until we see Eskimos.
You're a long way from fucking Mexico, S.A.
Hey, we have Mexicans here, too, that don't speak English.
Well, right.
That's a long way also.
And they pick really good fruit.
No, because they come into Washington.
They hang
and
out
shit.
In the Isinger's parking lot in the middle of town and sell fruit.
And tamales.
Yeah, and they don't speak English.
Awesome tamales. Lawyers for the teens never denied that their clients were involved in a physical altercation with Ramirez on a residential street the night of July 12th. Instead, they tried to cast Ramirez as the aggressor. It was him. Blame it on the Mexican, and suggested that the other teens involved in the tangle of punches and blows were to blame. It was everyone else that was stomping this Mexican with us.
Right, it wasn't those kids' fault for beating the shit out of that kid for no reason.
Right,
just because he was Mexican.
Us.
No.
He just came up shooting tamale sauce and shit, and they just didn't know what to do.
You punch him in, like hot sauce.
Oh, shit, shoot him.
That's racist. You're a bigot, Ryan. So that's why when we got to work this morning, Ryan shows up and we're all outside smoking and we see these guys' heads shaved. We're like, oh, look, racist. Got your head shaved. Bigot. Racist.
Racist. All fucking day long.
So great. Yeah. Quote, in my mind, it was the lack of evidence to tie these kids to the serious charges that they brought, defense lawyer Frederick Finelli said.
Lack of evidence? I've seen CSI. I've seen them lift boot prints off of people's faces. What the fuck do you mean lack of evidence?
They didn't have CSI people. They're like, you know, he's Mexican. We're a small white town in Pennsylvania.
They don't have a CSI Pennsylvania.
Oops.
That's true. That's my bad. I'm sorry. I overlooked. I think I interjected too soon.
We're not going to spend any more of the white people's hard-earned money investigating why this Mexican, who was probably an illegal anyways, got killed.
Wait a minute. Aren't you a quarter Mexican?
What? Yeah, that's why I said a quarter of me is offended. The rest of me is laughing
hysterically. Is that quarter of you here legally?
No, yes. The other three quarters of me.
Matt, do we have to lop off your legs and send them back to Mexico?
Does that quarter of you still pay his taxes?
Yes, but the other three quarters of me beat its ass into submission.
Oh, okay.
That's why he's got a little dick.
I'm three-fourths of my former shell of myself, actually. But that's probably right. They're like, just sweep the dust under the carpet, under the pure white rug carpet of justice, and we'll call it even. Everyone good? They paid the Mexican's family probably, you know, a few thousand American dollars.
No, it's probably a few hundred bucks.
To the peso, that's still pretty good. And a free plane ticket back to Mexico, where they now both got the pig AIDS.
Do they have
died.
Airports in Mexico?
They're dirt, but yeah, they do.
Yeah, but they didn't have to pay for the ticket. They just called fucking immigration.
Oh, right.
Right.
No one has to pay for
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. A few hundred bucks in pesos goes a long way down there.
It does,
If you ask most prosecutors who are dealing with multiple defendants, and in this particular case, there were at least four, it is extraordinarily difficult to clear the fog of a fight, the TV anchor said. And of course, please don't do that. Of course, when... you have, you know, those kind... I'm sorry, you can hear that. When you have those kinds of circumstances and it's in your best interest as a town, as a community,
mm-hmm.
it's easy to be like, oh, there was a bunch of them. We can't place the blame on any single one.
Or no, either...
So we'll take two of them and give them simple charges and the rest will go free.
No, it's just a city of white people that
That's
hate everyone
saying.
Else.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Exactly.
They just need, right. they just need someone to point at.
Yeah, right, exactly. True. So they make
and
example...
Since they can't prove anything, they just...
Yeah, and they make yeah. an example out of the two kids saying, well, here's simple assault because we don't, you know, we don't want to ruin these two pure white kids' lives completely.
Right, it's just a little...
Little slap on the wrist. Hey, don't hit people darker colored than you.
Right, it's just okay. a little fight
which,
between
I'm
kids.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry, Cal.
And Matt, which going further with what you just said, you know, let's make examples of these kids and give them a slap on the wrist that almost in a way encourages
and then,
more...
Make examples.
That's all you crazy ass fucking behavior.
That's
right.
all you
and
get.
Then,
is a slap on the wrist.
And then they make examples of the Mexicans and be like, "What did you learn? Don't move to Pennsylvania if you're Mexican." Exactly. Now go the fuck back to Mexico or at least California.
yeah.
Or
Florida.
You know that's where you
or
were.
New York because you know
Florida.
You're already in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Yeah. Or Florida. They're, those are Cubans, my friend.
But no, there's Mexicans. Too.
Well,
Ricans.
Right. But they say they're Cuban. The 25-year-old Mexican immigrant had settled in Shenandoah a year before his death with his wife, a lifelong resident of the faltering mining town, and their young children. He was so he wasn't even in school. These wow. high school kids beat up this 25-year-old.
Oh, wow.
He was walking down a residential street with a friend when he encountered the group of teens who had been drinking earlier in the evening. Donchek was convicted of providing alcohol to the other teens who were involved in the confrontation, including a juvenile co-defendant and another teen who pleaded guilty in federal court for his role in the fight. Prosecutors allege that the teens baited the Ramirez into a fight with a racial epithet. What? Epithet? Epithets?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Provoking. Know.
They called him an essay. They called him wetback, spick.
Beaner.
Give me some more. Beaner. Give me some more.
That's
come
all
on.
I got.
What do you call
Those
him,
are the only ones
wetback,
I know.
Spick, beaner? That's it?
That's all I got.
Huh. Fearsaken wants us to call You're Done again. You want us to call...
we can call You're Done.
Ryan McKay at 885-406-885-0400. Call him, and if he answers, let us know, then we'll call him. Donchek was convicted, right? Alcohol, his role. Prosecutors allege that the teens baited Ramirez with all of the racial slurs, provoking an exchange of punches and kicks that ended with Ramirez convulsing in the street, foaming from the mouth.
Wow.
He died 2 days later in the hospital.
That's not simple assault.
No, that's like you
that's
beat
murder.
His fucking
That's
ass.
Murder.
That's, yeah, for sure.
Or you... Or he had...
Hold on, Fearsaken says Ryan McGay. Ah! That's a good
Ryan
one.
Ryan McGay.
Excuse, is this Mr. McGay?
yeah.
It's McKay. No. Well, yeah, that's why I
yeah,
said
McGay.
Yeah, but see, right. now that's kind of fucked because we've been referring to me all night as Mick.
McGay.
You're McGay.
Hey, you want
Fuck
a
you,
side,
Seven.
You want a
Fuck
side
you,
of,
Seven.
You want a side of Mick Cock with that, McGay? That's awesome. Wow. I'm totally going to call you that at work now. Pekirski was accused of delivering... You're going to have to smell that pop filter.
Actually, Danny
It's not my microphone.
Danny
I'm
Ryan
here.
Just farted into your pop filter and blamed it on you. I thought you were in the bedroom.
And she comes in.
Were you out there the whole time? Oh, wow. What are you doing? Oh.
Touching herself.
Pekirski was accused of delivering a fatal kick to Ramirez's head after he was knocked to the ground. So, this 25-year-old Mexican falls to the ground. He's convulsing, foaming at the mouth, and then the Pekirski guy comes and kicks him in the head one last time.
And then he's dead.
He went to the hospital where he died 2 days
right.
later.
That's
fucked up
that is
to
fucked.
Do. Like, he's on the ground convulsing.
Just
because
he's
like,
Mexican.
Get it one more time, because this is America. And then, yeah. So that's probably where, like you said, the CSI boot print came in.
Right.
They traced that back to this kid.
Right.
And he got the simple assault charge, slap on the wrist. That's fucked up.
That is.
As they, a quarter of me right now is outraged. 3/4 of me is just like, eh,
well,
whatever.
Yeah.
as they poured out of the courthouse, the teen supporters shouted, "I was right from the start, and I'm glad the jury listened," at cameras that caught the late night verdict. What a
town of fucking douchey,
bunch of racist.
I know.
Bags
like
there,
we make a lot of jokes and shit, but that's fucked up, dude. That's fucked up.
That is bad.
But Gladys Lemon, spokeswoman for the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, said the jury had sent a troubling message. Don't move here if you're not white.
Right.
Like,
that's
hey,
the message.
Loud and clear.
It's troubling.
No problem.
I know.
Quote, awesome. The jurors here are sending the message that you can brutally beat a person. I thought it said a Mexican. You can brutally beat a Mexican without regard to their life. No, a person without regard to their life.
If you're not white.
Get away with it. Continue with your life uninterrupted, she said.
Right.
Yeah, as long as they're not the same color as you or your community.
Yeah.
Like, try that shit in, you know, Arizona or New York or, you know, a place where there's actually different kinds of people, not just fucking whitey crackers.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it wouldn't go that way because,
no, because
a jury of your peers is not just six white guys and six white women.
It's a mix.
It's, right, you're going to
have a couple. And so you're going to come up different.
Like, two black guys, a white guy. Two Mexicans,
right.
An
Asian
dude
dudes,
to
yeah.
balance it out,
and,
you know, in case
right.
they need some math done or some barbecue
and a terrorist.
Pork. What?
And a terrorist.
That's right. And we said white guy. No, wait. a Muslim. Quote, the acts here were egregious in brutality, and it's just outrageous and very difficult to understand how any juror could have had reasonable doubt, especially as to the aggravated assault and the reckless endangerment charges, she said. Lemon said her group intends to press the Department of Justice to file federal charges against the teens. Quote, Luis Ramirez's family deserves vindication for his death, she said. This incident has not only disrupted his family, but the entire community. Then she found out he was an illegal and said, oh, never mind.
Never mind.
And that was it for that story.
Nice.
You want to read one more and
we'll
get the fuck out of here?
We're already at 2 hours.
Are we?
Yeah.
Well, we got some shit to edit out. Do you have anything short?
Well, I can get through this quick.
All right, get through it quick.
This one's called Call Curtis Investigates Corpse Uncovered. Now, Call Curtis is like a news thing.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
It's one of the most bizarre Call Curtis cases we've ever seen. A Modesto woman had to move out of her apartment when something horrible happened to her neighbor. We call on Curtis with the unusual case. Her upstairs neighbor died, and no one knew for days until she experienced it firsthand. It's been a total nightmare, says Sylvia
so,
Penne.
Like, that's the equivalent of our side neighbor instead of moving out, which the only cool
kind
neighbor
of,
here,
yeah.
finally, he moved out, dying, and us being like, you smell something?
Yep. Nah. Hold on. I was sleeping on the couch. I was awakened by some drips that hit my face.
Oh! Corpse splooge! Oh!
I thought I was drooling.
That's foul.
She says. It wasn't drool or
I
water dripping
it.
From her
you,
ceiling.
Oh! Come on! You're like, am I drool? It tastes kind of salty and disgusting.
Yeah. How could you not notice your color?
You would.
Your ceiling slowly
right.
getting
like,
discolored and slowly drooping
when
down.
When smelling.
How could
water
you not
does,
know that?
Water
yeah.
does not stain green. I'm
it,
sorry.
It's
that's
so,
gross.
It's so bad she won't return without a mask.
Yeah, no shit.
This
like,
is where it dripped on me from right here.
You didn't smell that before?
Apparently yeah, not. I guess
I thought,
she had to let it hit her face first, so... You know, it'd be like, oh, that's, oh, shit,
oh,
that's what that smells
oh, that's,
like. I know.
Yeah. I thought they were just Mexicans or fucking Hindus. I thought they cooked curry on Fridays.
Her neighbor had died. His corpse sat there rotting. He was dead for days. The autopsy report found this 34-year-old likely overdosed. His body
that's
was moderately
metal
to severely decomposed.
A metal band
moderately name. To severely?
Dead yeah. for days?
Dead
nah.
for days. That's
dead for
bad.
Days. Not too bad.
Well, Lane Staley was dead for 11
or how about,
days
how,
before they found his corpse.
Who was
they,
that?
Lane Staley, the singer to Alice in Chains.
Oh, right, right. He OD'd.
And
Scott Weiland, he's on his way there.
He's getting
yeah,
there.
He's pretty fucking close. But Lane Staley was dead for 11 days before they found him, and they released it saying moderately to severely decomposed.
Severely decomposed
so,
is an okay
means
metal
you're,
name.
You're actually transposing by dripping through the ceiling into your neighbor's
right.
area.
That's disgusting.
That's moderate to severely. I'd
your
say
body is liquefying onto your neighbor
it's
downstairs.
It's just done. It's like trying to become
yeah,
a
so
part
gross.
Of the floor.
Right.
That's so gross.
That is nasty.
It's confusing the floor for the bottom of the coffin.
And now you're there. Gross.
Yeah, so over time, the decomposition allowed bodily fluids to leak onto his floor through the ceiling and eventually onto
her face.
Yeah.
Right. And eventually making its way into her mouth.
Right.
In her sleep. I know, that's so
And then
foul.
She wakes up, wipes it off, and...
Like, I'm just picturing, like, CSI episodes where they're like, oh, we got a bad decomp. And, yeah. like, just... Ah, oh, that... in your mouth.
Oh,
dude,
that's
in
on
your
you.
Mouth.
That's on you.
You.
Feel
on
free
your
to
stuff.
Spit.
Oh, that's so. I'm glad I'm on the top floor. So yeah. if that happens, it'll be me being the one that OD'd, rotting there.
Right.
But see, we do a show 3 days a week.
Someone
so it won't
will see
be
you.
More than like a day
yeah.
to where you're here and you're like, oh, is it tight? Oh.
All right, so we're taking polls on Matt's overdose.
Who's going
to
OD
so,
first?
So if you want that, just go ahead and log on to. Never mind.
You'll get a DUI before IOD. How's that?
I'll take that. I'll take that.
In the work truck. I'll even up the stakes. Bring it. You're done.
Oh,
I'll kill you.
I won't get it in the work truck, but I might get a DUI before...
Before IOD.
Okay, how about...
Considering I haven't done drugs in like a whole
A couple
weeks.
Week.
I know. Fuck, I haven't smoked weed in fucking since before New York.
Well, we're about to.
Are we?
All right, let's just simplify
let's
the bet
the
a little bit.
Here.
Who's going to lose our job due to our driving record first?
Right.
That might be me, actually.
That might be you, buddy.
This guy right here,
That's,
possibly.
Yep.
But I don't know. I've been, because of that, I've been a better driver. I've
True.
Been obeying the speed limits. Plus, now.
Yeah, but when
I'm,
I got hired on, you had 3 speed tickets to go, and now you got. No
one.
More to go.
If you get one
I think
more.
Like you're like fucked after this next one. You're
I
just, you're, I mean,
and you
it's
almost
like,
got one a while ago.
Fuck you, Brent.
You lucked
you.
Out of it.
I mean, it's like you get pulled over and the cops don't even like call dispatch. They just call Gary and just be like, he's done.
They're like, it's
he's fucking fired.
It's
dude.
The white truck again.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
He's done.
Yeah.
You're done. Hey, you're done.
Just call him a faggot. He's done.
He's done.
All right. Well, is that it for that story?
That is it.
Is that it for me?
That's it for.
All right. Let's get fucking stoned. Thank you guys so much. One last time. Where did you take my... Got it.
Wow.
If you guys want to call Ryan McGay, 406-885-0400. Call him a douche. Tell him to quit fucking with people that he shouldn't be fucking with. As usual, email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our shit. We are slipping. We're no longer on the front page, but we lasted for 3 days on the front page of Podcast Alley, beating out over 60,000 other podcasts.
Mm.
We were up there at number 7. So
we're
thank
still
you guys.
Number 5 in comedy.
In comedy, yeah.
So keep
so
voting for
if
us.
If you haven't voted, or if you haven't voted from your work computer, different email addresses, thejamhole.com/vote.
We can get back in the top 10.
We can still pull it through. We need like maybe 20 more votes, but yeah, I'm not too worried about it. All we wanted was to be on the front page for, you know, a few hours,
and
you
we
guys
were on there
did
for
it
a few days.
For a few days, so
yeah.
that's, I'm happy, so
that's
thank
cool.
you guys. Yeah, thejamhole.com/donate, you can pre-order the Book of Matthew, $5 for a digital copy, $10 for an actual hard CD copy, that'll be out June 1st, and other than that, yeah, thejamhole.com/YouTube, I'll try and get some more videos edited. If any of you guys have a DDR2 PC133, I think 2 gig stick of RAM for this laptop, send it on in. We could use it. P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. We do have stickers. Burger, I think, direct messaged me the other day asking if we still had stickers. Yes, we do. We still have t-shirts and stickers. So, yeah, thejamhole.com/donate. Just kick us some cash and your address and what size, and we will send them. Anything else?
I think
Leave
that's
us
it.
Messages for Wednesday night show, 406-204-4687, or Skype the Jam Hall, all one word, all lowercase. Other than that, we'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Later.
Thanks for having me.
You are listening to The Jam Hall. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hall.com.